It's a very important relationship. We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students, or we're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow, it's very important, 600,000 students. It's very important.
I mean, it is official CFR globalist policy to deindustrialize the United States. On purpose, the Great Reset. We have all the carbon controls. China has none. It's designed to screw us. It's on purpose, Trump! China is testing. China is manipulating. China is seeing how far they can go with these probes. And when you put it together with their Confucian societies and $6 billion a year in the U.S. universities to control academia and biopoliticians, and you look at their acquisition of the media and the fact that they own 4 of the 6 big production houses in Hollywood.
Lacking farmland, China has struggled to secure food for its 1.4 billion citizens. Just recently, in August, 4 Chinese government departments warned a drought posed a severe threat to the autumn harvest. That has driven overseas investments in food, including the purchase of Virginia-based pork producer Smithfield Foods and partnership with Growmark, a grain logistics firm.
This entire system we see is being foisted by a handful of corporations and the Chinese communists. The people that run our country are out to get us. They're at war with us on every front, and you already know that. But as soon as we can get the bureaucrats and the woke leftists to just pull back and understand that they've been Stockholm syndromed and that they're helping their own abusers and destroyers, and they're pretending like they're part of some liberal revolution to create a utopia, as soon as they realize that this liberal utopia is meant to bring in total autocratic tyranny, and then they're going to have a backlash and ban the entire leftist system that they've injected into us to only paralyze us. In the next phase of the New World Order program, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be eugenics all the way. But they intend on making the world so hellish in the buildup to 2030 that everybody will just wink, wink when they release the race-specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out.
Communist tabloid The Global Times explains China's Global Civilization Initiative as the third major global initiative presented by China after the Global Development Initiative and the Global Security Initiative. This narrative deceptively claims the initiative calls for respect for the diversity of civilizations, upholding the common values of humanity and pursuing peace, development, equity, justice, democracy, and freedom, and promoting robust international people-to-people exchanges and cooperation.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying 3 Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here.
He's telling us that he paid around $11,000 to complete the strip that's either paid to a cartel or different human smuggling groups, but he just arrived here in Texas. Once again, just highlighting that this sector is leading the nation in those illegal crossings from Chinese nationals.
The emerging BRICS countries quickly fell in line behind President Xi's illusion.
We have lost people. Now, how much more bloodshed do we need to understand that the transition is upon us?
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said that he fully agrees with Xi's initiative.
South Africa is grateful to the People's Republic of China for its support throughout the pandemic.
While UN water-carrying Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić also said that nation should uphold the principles of equality, mutual learning, dialogue, and inclusiveness. Equality from a Chinese government that is conducting a mass genocidal sterilization campaign on its citizens known as the Uyghurs.
Before eating, we have to praise or say that we are grateful to country. We are very grateful for China's Communist Party, and we are grateful for Xi Jinping.
This desperate man says he and his wife and children are starving. Uyghurs were barely allowed to leave their homes during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Mutual learning from a cover-up of a global lab leak that has killed millions and damaged millions more through the initial virus and its subsequent vaccine. Once the layers of propaganda are stripped off that even American media gleefully engages in, Xi's speech is laid bare for what it is, the announcement of the impending emergence of a new world order carefully constructed by globalist think tanks for decades. John Bowne reporting.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for atomic defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, leaders from around the world are in the capital of communist China, Beijing, where the biggest military parade in history is taking place. All of our stolen technology, copies of all of our weapons, all of it paid for by Americans buying Chinese goods. And all of it set up, starting with Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, and Trump's right to criticize Reagan on that. He says, I love Reagan overall, but boy, did he start this. And now we went from the number one producer in the world to China being the number one producer in the world in just 35, 40 years. And it's accelerating. It's getting worse. China has 97% control of earth minerals because every Western country has been allied with them. And the regulators will not allow an American company, a French company, you name it, to go out and get earth minerals themselves. They have to go through a Chinese company. Same thing in Australia. They had 98.9% until Trump got back in. And in just 7 months, now it's down to about 97. By the end of the year, they're saying it'll be about 90% control. Then another year at acceleration rates, it'll be in the 70s. So that is something very strategic Trump's doing. And for new listeners or folks that are leftists or whatever, and don't seem to understand basic science and things, rare earth minerals is all of the different alloys and, you know, all the different compounds and all the different things that go into electronics. And, of course, silver is a big one everybody knows about, but there are hundreds of others. And China has 97% control because it was given to them through the globalist deal. This isn't even debatable. So we're going to be looking at this parade. We're going to look at these weapons. Their Navy is already as big as ours. Within a couple of years, it'll be bigger. And we can talk about our own corruption over here and our own globalist system that we're trying to fix and get rid of. But communist China is the big power now, other than the United States. And allied with Russia and others, now India, it's really a powerful combination. Now, Xi Jinping got caught in a hot mic, making a very vampiric statement to Vladimir Putin, talking about, we have the video with subtitles, about how we're going to live forever. Immortality through organ harvesting. Replacement of the organs. Xi muses on living to 150 in rare hot mic moment with Putin. Now, again, I haven't been to the doctor about my Achilles in 4 years. It was 80% blown then. It's 100% now. I did have a doctor look at it, but I haven't been there to set up surgery. And I walk around on Achilles tendon. They don't believe it until they actually see it on my right leg. And I went to all these different doctors. Most of them said they wouldn't even do the surgery. It's so reconstructive because I waited so long to fix it. Tendon's dead. And I found one pretty prestigious one. He's the top guy in Austin or close to it. He said, I'll do it. But he said, we're going to, you know, you don't want to use tissue out of the U.S. You want to use it out of China. It's got the clean, fresh, good tissue. And I went, you mean a cadaver, Achilles tendon? He goes, it's lab grown. And I looked at him and I said, no, it's not. He said, do you want your leg fixed or not? He said, my company here in Austin, he's got a big practice, a bunch of doctors under him. I'm not going to say his name. Nice guy. His associate fixed my bicep tear. Did a great job like 5 years ago. His partner. But he does legs. The other guy does arms and shoulders. And he said, listen, you don't want tissue from the U.S. You want tissue from China. And he goes, we actually have a partnership with them, and my company sells it all over the United States. And but it's just how the medical system thinks everybody's ignorant. And so he goes, well, if you don't want to get the tissue from China, he's laughing. He goes, there's two tendons in your big toe. We can take that, but then we're going to have to take a bunch of muscle out of your gluteus maximus, and it's going to be a lot longer recovery and all the rest of it. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I have this moral thing where I don't want to be part of the organ harvesting of communist China. I've always pledged, you know, when I was younger, I'll never do that. And now I'm sitting here. How do I know it didn't come from a Uyghur or a political dissident? And the reason I tell this story is because this affects us all, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. I've been having a debate about myself. Can I just feel good about it? You know, he tells me it's lab-grown tissue. I just pretend, kind of like with abortion, pretend it's not a human, and then I get my leg fixed. I'm going to probably go with the tendon out of my foot, out of my toe, big toe, and then go with the horrible surgery, having stuff cut out of my ass, but this is going to be the bigger and bigger question for everybody. Or you can get it sourced from cadavers in the U.S. where they claim, you know, at least they're not political dissidents. They may have killed somebody at the hospital to get their organs. But, you know, that was the thing. He said, no, basically it's going to be old people. Do you want an 80-year-old person's tendon? He said, because we can't tell exactly what we're going to get. So I had like a 30-minute discussion with him, and that's why I tapped out and said, well, I'm just going to wait till the thing totally goes. And I thought at some point I wouldn't be able to walk on it anymore. And now I just walk around without it, but now the rest of the tissue is disintegrating and pulling out. So I've hit a wall on this. Sorry, I'm kind of brainstorming myself right now on air. But this is a bigger discussion everybody better have. I mean, what if you could live, but you had to have a heart from China, and it's they call them fresh and good, even the literature. And the best is China advertises this as a huge market because it's young people locked up in prison cells who are blood type, prepared, everything, and then the order goes in for something like a heart, and then you fly to Japan, and they literally gut them on the tarmac in a mobile execution van. Look this up, type China mobile execution organ harvesting vans, but not for 20 years, and they gut you right there, send all the goodies over, because they got everybody in place already in Japan, they're getting different organs. It's flown over, 30-minute flight, driven in a truck, and is put into you hours after it's cut out. Yeah, China to triple number of Uyghur organ harvesting centers. So literal human beings, 3 million of them held, having their organs harvested. You know, you can debate how many people Hitler killed in the Holocaust and, you know, all the rest of it. But, you know, Joseph Mengele's records were clear. They did horrible medical experiments on children, you name it. Clearly Hitler was out to kill the Jews and didn't kill a bunch of them, but a bunch of other people, too. They obviously caught the media exaggerating, you know, 6 million killed at two camps. That's impossible. But Hitler was killing a bunch of people. Well, that was 80-something years ago, so there's not a lot of good records on it. China doesn't even debate that they're executing Uyghurs for no reason and stealing their organs. And then I go to one of the, you know, top orthopedic surgeons, and he's just honest. He's like, yeah, I got to deal with China. I ship it all in. And where do you think it's coming from, boys and girls? These folks are getting prepped and ready with hoods over their head to be taken to the medical center. This came out, what, 4 years ago. So this is the real dilemma that we all face. I'm seriously considering at whatever point just cutting my right leg off as a symbol of commitment. I'm serious. And I'll just put a peg leg on it. In fact, I'm probably going to go with amputation. That's probably the best policy. In fact, I'll have them film it. I'll put it on TV. Because everybody needs to understand the commitment to this. Because I already killed a bunch of my kids back when I was rationalizing it when I was a young man. And, you know, believed the lie that it wasn't a human or it was a blob of tissue. And, of course, now I know that's not true. And I repented 30-plus years ago. But I'm just always committed that I'll never kill another one of my children. And that's a pretty simple thing to say you're going to do, right? No hero there. Well, then would you kill somebody for their organ? Would you kill somebody for $1 million? But see, they make it all easy. Oh, you just go to the doctor. Oh, we got your organ. Oh, yeah, that's great. Sure. And we got your tendon. Sorry, I'm already ranting here, aren't I? So I just thought that I would mention the stories coming up. I'm kind of already covering it. So hot mic, we're going to get into that and play that. Unbelievable. Just out in the open arrogance. Because it's so fetishized in the West, because we know our establishment, we know our elite. They're completely out of control and evil. To just bash our politicians and leaders who need to be kept on a short leash and, you know, sent to prison for what they've done and things like that. But the world's a very small place, so we don't really talk about China. I mean, we do. Venezuela. All these other tyrannical systems that are affecting us, because I notice whenever I talk about it, I see comments on InfoWars, comments on X, you name it. It's not a lot of people, but it's still a sizable minority. Why aren't you talking about the Jews? I mean, I can talk about weather weapons and banning geoengineering and Bill Gates' plan. And literally, there'll be a third of the comments sometimes, why are you coming up for the Jews? We expose the bad things Israel does. We talk about all that. We have guests on. But yes, we don't spend 99.9999% of our time on it as if that's one of the only, you know, areas that we've got corruption and problems going on. And by the way, Israel is killing Palestinians and Gazans for years and have been caught selling their organs, and the same thing's happening in Ukraine on record. I mean, there is a lot of evil crap coming out of all these major governments, and we need to band together and stop it. But it is weird to not be able to understand that there are all sorts of threats out there and that we should be able to be informed and know about them all. And I only bring that up because, you know, Trump blew up this vessel that they tracked and knew who it was and were surveilling on the ground when it left, and they knew that it was the government-backed TDA narco-terrorist designation. They've killed millions of Americans, and so Trump killed them. Because they were trying to come into our waters. And I think it's 100% in his power. I mean, that is a weapon system. They tracked it. They knew they were loading it. They knew it was the gang. They know what they bring in on the boats, the fentanyl. Bringing in enough fentanyl to kill millions of people. Boom. Eliminate the threat. And I told you, Trump's gearing up to go into Venezuela. And I really don't like interventions. And, you know, I've been against every intervention, every war. Since really, you know, I didn't support the Vietnam War, even though I was just barely alive when it ended. But we are being attacked by drugs and by gangs and communists and election fraud out of Venezuela. And if Maduro, the dictator, can be removed, that would be a great thing. And I'm not fully endorsing it. I'm simply saying, I predicted Trump's going to start vaporizing drug boats. I said that 2 weeks ago. That's what'll start. It's cut and clear, and you know, they can document it. And then they're going to watch the temperature on that. And then they're going to start. I think they're going to start targeting. Remember, I said not just in Mexico, because that's the junior partner in the cartels. Venezuela is the senior partner. And that was that was just early last week I made that prediction, and other predictions just came true. Not very hard to predict it. I mean, I understand military policy and directives and what they're planning and how this works. So there you go. But as I predicted, I said, don't be surprised if the first strikes aren't in Mexico, but are in Venezuela. Because, you see, Trump's actually about getting things done. So we've got that. Then we have the huge Epstein news, and this is so nuanced and so complex that even when you see Democrat and Republican congressmen and women, they have trouble explaining it. And they had these hearings with the victims yesterday, a bunch of the women who are now, you know, adult women, some of them as young as 13 when they were, there's documentation on most of it, raped by Epstein and others. And when the congresspeople came out, Republican and Democrat, they all looked really scared. And they said extremely powerful, rich people, you know, names you know, are on this, and this is going to shake the world. Now, I got Robert Barnes, who's been very close to the case and, worked for the president, joining us in the third hour to go over this. But as I explained to everybody over and over again ad nauseum, there are hundreds and hundreds of different caches of different investigations in and around Epstein's money laundering, human trafficking, you name it. And all these different criminal trials of Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein in Florida and New York and all the different FBI investigations and all the grand jury investigations and all of that. And so when people say, where is the list? Where's Santa's list? You know, where is the, people just have that thing in their head. And so you've had the Democrats in control of this for the majority of the last 20 years. And Trump's DOJ has, and his weaponization investigation has subpoenaed all the way back to the Attorney General under W, right through Obama, right through. So they want the stuff too. But what they left and what they left in grand juries and what Comey, you know, prosecuted and ran it with his daughter, is what they wanted to leave. And so already most of these women, I've seen them testify before. I've seen some of them do interviews and others. And they say it's like the first time, but it's actually not, first time to Congress. And they have all said previously when they never saw Trump at the island or anywhere, it was Giuffre, who I think they killed a few months ago, but they say committed suicide, that said, you know, that worked at Mar-a-Lago when she was 14, and said, no, Trump was always a gentleman. You'd see him there with the guests and everybody, but no. And then Trump got mad and fired or kicked Epstein out of the club. This was 20 years ago because he caught him poaching his employees, including her. So I've never seen any evidence of Trump doing something like that. Plus, do you think Trump, it's all about being in control and being the boss? Do you think he would go with a bunch of people and screw kids? I mean, even if he was into that, which I've seen no evidence of, it just doesn't fit the MO. That said, the White House came out and said that Republicans that sign on to this Massey legislation to release it, that they are attacking the Trump administration. So that is a big deal right there. White House just slammed the Massey Epstein discharge petition as a very hostile act to the administration. Like, let's go ahead and play that clip first with some foreshadowing. So I'm going to tell you what's going on here. We know Bill Gates went to the island a bunch, but it's going to implicate Bill Gates and a bunch of other people, the head of Harvard. Trump's had the CIA with the Mossad beg him to not do this. He's made deals off this leverage. And there are some people close to Trump in his history, not family, and I've had this from sources, but don't give me the specifics, that are on the list. So Trump thinks it's going to be a horrible distraction, could bring down the U.S. economy, really discredit the U.S. And so he's made that decision. And of course, it's obviously true with a bunch of FBI interviews and fake Jane Doe's and things that are in there. A lot of it's also pure crap, and he knows it's a new Russiagate, so he's saying don't release it, or they're slow rolling it, or whatever, however you want to say it, because it is a mess. But I don't agree with that. And just like the media tried to say Trump was dead for 5-6 days, even though he's playing golf on TV every day, and they asked him yesterday at a press conference, well, we heard you were dead. Did you know that? And he's like, well, no, I didn't know that, but here I am. So everything they've said about him has turned out to not be true. We need Trump to succeed. But if he ever was involved himself in any of this, I obviously will not support him because that's the right thing to do. But, well, just wait till we play these videos with Barnes in the third hour. In fact, I'm going to get to some of those later in the hour. Just play the clips and get more of my take. I spent a lot of time, just, there's so much. I spent a lot of time curating it down to like 5, 6, 7 clips. There's like hundreds of them. I woke up at 3:30 this morning. Just couldn't sleep. I've been so upset about all the things going on here at InfoWars. And I already saw the story yesterday, but I just was researching and watching these hearings. Watched hours of it and clips. And you see the congresspeople, including Democrats, having trouble trying to explain it. It's because it's so many court cases, so many lawsuits, so many files. Even explaining my own court cases civilly is hard to do. And you're talking about decades of investigation and all sorts of craziness. And you know, the women came out and said, no, we've asked that they not release all of it right now, because there are other people on there that we want to be able to contact. And we're going to create our own list, and we don't want to be targeted by these billionaires yet. And then people take out of context the clips of Republican Congress people saying, well, we were for the full release, but you know, now we're not for a while because we need to. And then people clip it there and go, look, they don't want to release it. When they're the Republicans that voted with the Democrats to do it, no, the women asked them not to yet, because once you actually dig into all this stuff, there's a lot of crap and BS in there. So when Trump says it's going to hurt a lot of innocent people and it's a big mess, the stuff in these grand jury files and the stuff in these FBI reports, a lot of it is hearsay. A lot of it is rumor. A lot of it is, you know, we just accept, too, oh, all these women are victims. Some have been proven and certified, and I believe them overall. But you've also got that. So this is a can of worms, and I've studied this deeply for decades, just this case, to the point of hating it. Because there's so many other even bigger things out there that people don't even care about when I talk about it. They're just cut and dry, massive. But I'm an expert on this, and literally I start just going numb when I try to integrate all the pieces of it in. And I saw the same looks on the Congress people who are great, like Anna Paulina Luna and others, who were just like, phew. We got to figure out what we're going to do now. They don't want this release. They want that release. Oh, and then now there's this. And yeah. I mean, when you're involved in this stuff and in any serious criminal investigation, including pedophilia, you have to protect the victims and the people that were on the sides of it and the people that were the whistleblowers. It's a mess. An absolute mess. But there's more. There's so much more I haven't hit yet. And I want to respond to the latest MSM hoax, joining forces with other liars. It's now official. I fired Owen. I didn't. None of it's true, but that's what was meant to be, you know, in what he did, and that's what he's gotten.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit.
Tinfoil hat,
now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 edition. I am honored to be here with you today. Since I mentioned the Epstein stuff, let me play a few of these clips now, and then we'll get a just amazing Epstein expert, Robert Marnes, on in the third hour. We're going to cover some other issues with him about the administration, some of the good things that are happening, some of the bad things that are happening. He always has the inside baseball on that. And there's just literally dozens of other huge stories. Ilhan Omar's financial disclosure shows that in 1 year, she had a 3,500% increase in net worth from $6 million to $30 million. And, of course, she started out in Congress with a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank. You mean the daughter from a famous pirate family, pirate royalty in Somalia, where human slavery and robbery and murder is the country's business, and they are the commanders of it? You mean she might be a criminal? Come on now. That evil witch? Absolutely insane. So we have stuff like that. ICE obtains access to Israeli-made spyware that can hack phones and encrypted apps. Jive Turkey Jasmine Crockett has adopted a new ghetto voice that compared to the others is completely different. Meanwhile, we have her real voice. When she was younger, she sounds like a Stepford Wife. Oh, hello. It's almost an English accent. I'm Jasmine Crockett. Now it's like, hey, I'm Jasmine Crockett. It's pretty funny. So we're going to get to those videos. Because I played a few of these yesterday. I didn't know there was a new voice she's doing. And then we got Hillary and all her voices and Kamala and all her voices. I mean, it's just absolutely wild. I mean, imagine if I was speaking to a group of blacks in Atlanta, say. And I guess, how do you research? Let me see what the black dialect on average is in Atlanta. And you try to listen, and you go try to make that voice. It'd be like if I went to speak in England, let me look at the dialect in this area. It was a Cockney accent. All right, yeah, mate. Or it's a British Royal. Oh, dear me. And then Alex Jones is here to speak at Oxford. I've been requested many times to speak there. I never did it. Imagine I said, thank you very much. It's good to be here. Gracious of you. They think this person's crazy. But when Democrats do it, it's completely normal. I mean, I've got clips of Hillary speaking to, like, LULAC in L.A. decades ago. She's like, hello, everyone. I am Hillary Clinton. It's like, what? I couldn't imagine if I was at a Mexican food restaurant and people walk over, what would you like to eat? I'm like, I would like taco. I would like frijoles. I would like enchilada and margarita and queso and chipas. Sorry, I'm foreshadowing this. It is, they would look at you like you were a lunatic. But that just shows where these people come from. The left are chameleons. But again, let me try to do a quick synopsis of this and then get into the clips and we'll do a deeper dive third hour. There is not an Epstein client list. There are giant rooms in New Mexico and in the Caribbean and New York that the FBI on record took photos of and categorized that disappeared into black holes that Comey and his daughter literally ran the investigations and control. Now, there's no discussion of any of that, and we don't know where that is. All we get is whatever Comey and them left in the files that have now been scooped up, and whatever's in there, because they went over it, Trump didn't even care about it until Bonnie went and grabbed it in New York, and then they went over it, and reportedly Trump is in there a bunch. Whatever they told Trump is in there, he went, oh my God, it's Russiagate 2.0. So why would Bonnie run out and get that and find that? And Trump didn't care. He wanted it investigated. Then he found out it was Russia, Russia, Russia. I believe him. And none of the women that have been confirmed victims have ever said Trump did anything. And Giuffre actually started working at Mar-a-Lago when she was 16, and then Epstein stole her over to work for him at 17. I guess when I said 15, I was wrong. They corrected me. The crew does correct me on things like that because they're fact-checking everything I say. That's their job. I have two people in there literally listening to everything I say, just typing it in because I go off memory, and I'm like 99% accurate on memory, but I get things wrong. So people ask somebody in my ear, tell them what to say. Five, six times a day, they pop and say, hey, boss, that's wrong. You just got that wrong. That's what they're there for. Show they do a great job. So that's where we are, but you're about to see a major firestorm. Trump, Streisand affected this, Bongino, Patel, all of them. High-level FBI whistleblowers that I really trust, and we've had on the show, not just Serafin, but others as well, have come on and said, no, actually, Bondi's trying to release it all, and it's basically been Cash Patel blocking it. And I'm not trying to pick who the good guys and bad guys here are. I'm not on Team Bondi, Team Patel. I'm just going off what's being reported from people that have long track records of being accurate. So there's a lot of factions and things, but they had the testimony yesterday and the press conference of a whole bunch of these victims, and they reviewed what was being released, and they said, well, we want more time before you release it to make sure it doesn't hurt any of our other witnesses or whistleblowers or people. And then the women came out and said that in their press conference. But when the Republicans then said, well, we were for totally releasing it, but now because they want time to review these 30,000 documents, we don't know if we're going to vote for the Massey thing now. And then the left took that out of context, ran clips on MSNBC, CNN, you name it, going, ooh, look, they're covering it up. No, these are Republicans that voted with Democrats to release it. And then now the victims get to look at it first. And now they're like, whoa, this is a lot of stuff. Give us time. Because who knows what's in there? That's pretty prudent, right? So Marjorie Taylor Greene, Anna Paulina Luna, all of them are doing a great job voting, even though the Trump administration is saying, don't do that. And then when they go, well, now the victims are asking us to hold off and let's look at this, because they just got it a day ago, 2 days ago. I mean, that makes sense. I'll see the headline. Jones calls for covering up the list. It's not a list. It's 30,000 documents. You'd be nuts to get it in 2 days after releasing. That is prudent. It's Green and other Republicans that gave the Democrats the votes they needed to release this. Now the Democrats have seen what's in there, and now they're like, yeah, actually, let's hold off a little. Because not everything in there is a conviction. In fact, almost none of it is a conviction. It's only Ghislaine and Epstein, two convictions. A third he was undergoing. A trial that was gearing up. So the people that got the ball this far are now like, oh, actually, we were saying, sign on to Massey's deal to release to the public right now, though they already have released a bunch of it. But the victims are saying, hey, let's hold our horses. So, again, that's how they run this disinformation, is cherry-picking things out, short clips, so that people don't know what's happening. And they went, well, that congresswoman or that congressman, why are they saying, okay, we're not going to release it all right now, but we'll release it quickly? They just cut there because the victims have asked us to. But I go then find the full clip and sit there and watch it, and I have it for you. The problem is if I show you CNN lying and MSNBC lying, and then I show you the actual raw clip, it'll take hours. And I got a limited crew now. They've cut us down to nothing, but the crew's great. But that's something we ought to do. It's just there's so much of it. It takes hours just to watch it. But you all saw it. You see it everywhere. Oh, look, they don't want to release it now. Oh, look, cover up. I mean, I've got the headlines here. But when you actually go watch the press conference, the women said, hold off. We want time to go over this. And then they said, we will release the list. So they're trying to kind of take control of it. Well, how do we know these people haven't been infiltrated? How do we know, a lot of the stuff, we call them victims. I'm sure most of them are. There's evidence of that. But, still, no, if it's going to get released, release the whole thing other than the quote victims. So, but you can see how these tug of war start. You got all these lawyers and all this liability. And if one innocent name gets in there, everybody's liable. So now you know why this was sent out to the FBI 5 months ago when Pam Bondi raided the other FBI offices that wouldn't release it. And they sent it out to all the offices around the country. And most of them didn't want to volunteer to go look at it because it's a can of worms. So when Trump says it's a big black hole, a can of worms, he's right. Because the FBI came back to him and said, that's what's there. But I've already been covering it forever, so I know a lot of what's there. In fact, a lot of this has already been released. And then they spin it and go, CNN, 90%+ of this was already out. But yeah, 30,000 documents, Congress orders, everything turned over that the DOJ has, they comply. And then you're like, wait, a lot of this is public. Because it already was. So that's how this operates. These are just incredible clips. I guess start with 25. Anna Paulina Luna says there are a lot of wealthy, bad people, and it's scary what the victims told her. And then we've got, I want to play 25 first. And then we've got Representative Luna, we'll play her again, 24, says that after talking with Epstein survivors today, it's clear this thing is a lot bigger than we could have anticipated. Rich and powerful people need to go to prison. And then you've got Representative Tim Burchett looking like he saw a ghost coming out and saying, yeah, well, now we can't release it all. They don't want us to. And the media cut that off and acted like we can't release it, cut, instead of the victims just asked for it. Who then? I didn't just believe them. I went and watched a damn press conference where they said it. And I got that. You want to see that? It's 45 minutes long. I sat there and watched it at 5 a.m. And then go into MTG. She's got the best breakdown
That'll be the last clip, clip 20, that we play now. We'll play more later. Here we go.
Well, there's 33,000 pages that have been released. I have to at least look over some of them. I'd like to get through all of them before I decide whether or not I'm going to do that. But I think that they've basically released everything except for the victim information, which obviously we don't release that. One thing to note that today when we're actually talking to some of the victims, one of the women stated that at 14 when Epstein started to victimize her, that she has no recollection of some of the stuff that was done to her. She's hoping to find that out so that she can actually bring it to her therapist and continue the healing process in regards to the damage and the trauma that was caused to her. So, but from what I'm being told, from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of very wealthy, bad people. It's actually scary to hear some of the stuff that was brought forward. And so I think the only way to collectively attack this is as a group and as a whole, meaning that Democrats and Republicans have to work together and back home or subpoenas, because I think this is going to be pretty hairy.
Is there more information beyond these 33,000 pages?
Well, there's going to be names. The attorneys kept emphasizing you need to follow up on the names. These girls are not just making this up. These are some of the wealthiest people probably in the world. And we'll start with that.
So they named individual people that are part of this?
Apparently, in these files that just dropped, I have not been able to look over all the files. Again, there's 33,000
pages. I'm talking about in the meeting.
There are some people named, yes.
Were there any public officials that they named?
No, but very, very wealthy people have been named.
Can you name them?
They told us not to because they don't want those people to start basically burning files. So I think this is going criminal investigation for sure. I will say that what's been released, obviously the American people have wanted for a long time. Kudos to the DOJ for getting it to us. I know that some of the delay was due to redacting victim information, and so we'll see where it goes from here. The biggest thing that stands out to me is the victims themselves have stated that this is a lot bigger than I think anyone anticipated. We are obviously going to be requesting the SARS reports from Treasury, and also to following up on that. There are some very rich and powerful people that need to go to jail. I think everyone's been frustrated as to why that hasn't happened before. But it is very much so a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence asset working for our adversaries. But also, too, I think the questions that we have is how much did our own government know about it? And so there's more to follow, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from the chairman momentarily. But I do applaud the victims from coming forward, because we heard from a woman who was as young as 14 years old when she was victimized multiple times by Jeffrey Epstein. So that's hard to hear.
Would you sign the discharge petition and ask the discharge petition?
I think that the files will probably be released prior. I don't know why Comer hasn't. I think that he should do it, so it wouldn't even have to come to a vote. But, I mean, obviously, I've been a huge advocate, even when I was the only one in Congress calling for the release of this file. So I think I'd be happy to, yes. So Thank you.
What did they call for? Make sure that they want those files released.
The victims want information to be out there, but they don't want their personal information, I think, for good reason to be out there. So I think from the get-go, even the Attorney General stated that there's victim information that you have to make sure that's private, being that some of the victims also, too, are as young as 14, and it's child pornography. So thank you, guys.
Okay, let her through.
Now, these ladies were mistreated, of course, by Epstein and Maxwell, but also mistreated by our government. And we got to rethink the whole files thing. Apparently, there's some files that they don't want out. So I've said all I need to protect these young ladies, whether ladies, I guess they were young, they're kids when it happened. So, we need to make sure we do that. And I think we're going to get there. I think we're going to get to the right spot where we can release everything that needs to be released. But again, in our rush to do this, we have to protect these ladies and these others that were involved.
So is that what they were advocating for in there, to keep some things private?
Because I asked specifically, it wasn't really a question and answer, but they made a statement, and I asked specifically about certain files. I don't want to disclose too much, because obviously, but yeah, I think we need to protect these young ladies.
Are you still going to sign on to Massey's discharge petition?
I got to clarify that we can protect what they need protected. I think we all agree on that.
No, stop right there. Back it up to Green before we play her. And again, they all voted for this. They're heroes going up against the Trump admin saying don't release it. I think that's the right move to do morally, even though we know it's chock full of disinfo and all the rest of it. And the media, I can play the clips. I've got the articles right here. It's like, oh, look, they're covering up. And they don't then show you the press conference with the victims asking for that. So Green gets asked the same question, and she lays it all out right here. Here it is.
I was the second co-sponsor on Thomas Massie's resolution. After reading the entire resolution, I think it's very good. It's well written. It protects the victims, and it provides the transparency that the country deserves, and most importantly, the survivors deserve. Yes, I will be proudly signing the discharge petition.
So why is it important to do this in addition to what the Oversight Committee is doing?
Me personally, and I believe in transparency on all levels, and this shouldn't have been a battle, and unfortunately, it has been one. And you know, as a woman myself, as a mother of two daughters, I can't imagine any young girl or any young woman being victimized and having the government and different people in power and basically a cabal of powerful, rich people as well as the government cover this up and not prosecute these monsters. And so, yes, I'll probably sign the discharge petition, and I'll probably vote for it when
it
comes to the floor.
Are there files that the Department of Justice has, do you believe, that would be some sort of smoking gun, or that would be some sort of thing that would really... Is there something specific that you know exists that you were trying to get, or is this in case there is something?
So I think all of us are learning as we go, and from what I learned today in our meeting, it's very lengthy, and there was a lot of information given, gratefully. Those are some of the most courageous women I've ever met. These are women that have never truly received justice and have gone out and named names and done everything they can, and they have been failed horrifically. But there's information, but it lies in different places. One place is in the case in New York. Another place would lie within the estate, Jeffrey Epstein's estate. Other information would lie within the FBI and Department of Justice, and that information we are being given, thankfully, on the Oversight Committee. We're being given a lot of information. There's also information in civil cases and trials. So there's information in many different places, and it'll require quite a pursuit to get it.
Have you heard from White House officials who are trying to undercut this discharge petition at this moment?
I haven't talked to anybody from the White House trying to undercut it, no.
Have GOP leaders asked you not to sign it?
No, I haven't been asked to not sign it.
Speaker Johnson said that the discharge petition in this case was essentially moot because of the oversight's investigation. Do you agree with that? What do you make of that?
Well, I just stated right here before, so I'll just repeat that I personally, as a woman and a mother of two daughters...
Stop there. She just says release it, even if the victims are saying don't and wait. And I've got a clip of them saying wait, and they want to decide what's released. So this is a bunch of groups fighting over this. If you've been involved in legal cases, they aren't even that complex. It's all insane. So this is a mess. But I agree with Green. Just you know, make sure the victims aren't on it, and then just release it. But this confidential informants, it just goes on and on. Now, she didn't know what was going on yesterday afternoon when she was asked those questions. The White House is now officially saying that people trying to support Massey's resolution that MTG co-sponsored are attacking the Trump administration. Again, this is who is at the White House doing this? I guarantee you, because I've seen the angles before, Trump was the one months ago that started the Streisand effect saying shut this down when they put that Justice Department memo out. But I guarantee you right now, whoever made this little statement or made the decision, I don't think it's Trump, because he's reversed himself and said, fine, go ahead and release it all. So we need to find out who's speaking for the president here, because this is a terrible move, saying that if you release any of this, you're attacking the administration. Here it is.
I've spoken to the president myself about this many times, and he is as insistent as we are. He is the most transparent president in memory, probably in the history of the country. As you know, he stops. If he were here now, he would stand here and take your questions endlessly. That's his mindset, and he wants the American people to have information so they can draw their own conclusions. I've talked with him about this very subject myself, so I can tell you that is his heart. Now, he also, just as we do, is insistent that we protect the innocent victims, and that's what this has been about.
All right. Somehow the clip I sent got named a different one. Guys, go through it or take that headline and search it on X, because I saw the video where the White House says, this is an attack on the administration. We'll find that and we post it on X later from the live show. We'll have that clip for you, but it's there. So we'll do a deeper dive on this and look at other things in the administration with Robert Barnes. Always informative, always riveting in the third hour. Coming up next hour, I'm going to rampage through all this news. Xi Jinping saying we're going to get fresh organs. We're going to live to 150. Ha, ha, ha. What's really implicated in all of that and so much more. And when we start the next hour, I'm going to do an update on Owen Schroyer and why I got so mad, because it's personal. And when I watched a lot of his five-plus hour show he did Monday afternoon, evening, I could see the plotting in it. I could see what he was attempting to do, and of course it was successful. And I've got all the dozens of headlines. I fired him, I'm a censor, all this stuff. None of it true, but that's how he did it. At least five times he said, I haven't had a raise since 2018. He would look down at his notes and go, well, let me check that. And he'd look down at his notes and say these things. Well, I know Alex doesn't like me criticizing Trump because he'll lose access at the White House. But he never said I said that. Don't lose access. I don't even need it. Access to the White House. I create the talking points and research. I'm the dog, that's the tail. So are you. You're the dog, it's the tail. The more I bitch about Trump, the more they call up. It doesn't work like that. This isn't about access to sitting as a parrot higher up in the tree. This is about truth. And so that's why I got so mad, was he called me up on the holiday and said, I'm quitting. And was very rude and very, just very, well, if you're desperate, pay me more, I'll stay. And he said, well, I guess I'll do you a favor and stay another week. And I said, no, that's all right, Owen. Have a nice day. You really hurt my feelings. We'll take care of it. And then he spun that, whoa, I've been kicked out. Oh, I see, I was censored. It's disgusting. And it's a PR deal. And it hurts me. Because our integrity is everything, and the holy grail is to claim that Alex Jones is a bad guy. And then I learned a lot more the crew never told me about Owen and how he's been behaving the last few years, and it was shocking. So I'm going to reveal it all coming up when we start the next hour. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas, have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are now into hour number two. I have got so much news I'm going to blitz through in this hour. But I first want to just set the record straight on why I'm so angry at Owen Schroyer and what really happened and what the facts are and how he said some things that are absolutely 100% verifiable lies. And I told him yesterday on air, I said, challenge me on this. No challenge. Just a disgusting PR stunt using us to make us the villain so he can play God and play the hero. I'm very sad. I'm very hurt. I'll talk about it coming up and move into the other news. But first, ladies and gentlemen, The Onion, backed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun control group, had a fake staged auction last year, as you know, in November, with the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department, and the judge found out and said it was basically illegal. Well, now Wired Magazine has a huge article out interviewing the creature, Ben Collins, the former equivalent of Brian Stelter on MSNBC, who ran the head censorship office for deplatforming people. So he's a deep state globalist censorship czar. And in the article, he says, you know, a lot of wild things, but he says, my one mission is to run InfoWars and misrepresent Alex Jones and the legacy of InfoWars, to wear our skin, to use our logo, to say he's us. And then he makes other statements about, well, you know, the judge overturned what we did in all these, you know, years of court rulings. No, you had a fake auction. It's about disinformation. It's this guy. And he goes on to say, and was scared because Jones has sources in the Justice Department. So he implies the judge is scared of the Justice Department, like the judge did something wrong, when Judge Lopez has done a very good job, according to all the people I trust and look at, have been very straight-laced and down the middle. Hadn't given us any favors, hadn't given them favors, but has ruled 9 straight times against them because they keep trying to do stuff that violates bankruptcy law. That means criminal on its face. So in this article, it's like Jones is intimidating the judge. The judge is afraid of the Justice Department, as if the judge did something. The judge is the one that's blocked all their activity. We had no take. We had to take a risk. We had to take a risk to do what we won. It's bad English is how he says. We had to take a risk to do what we won. Okay? The judge took it away from us because he was also scared of what was going on. He basically wiped away 18 months of court decisions. I mean, I would be spooked too. I mean, again, I'm sorry if I'm babbling. It's just, this is just the gibbering of this creature. You've got to remember Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, FBI Director Cash Patel. These people were on InfoWars. That was a feeder system to administration. So to be afraid of that is natural, but it also shows that putting your foot in the ground as a business and as a human being is important right now. Cash Patel's never been on the show. Mr. Fact Checker over at MSNBC. Okay, so this is all pure crap. They had a fake secret auction when the judge ordered an auction. We had the biggest bidder, our folks. And they say in the emails we got from them in lawsuits that in the emails, we're not going to let anybody that's going to keep Jones on the air keep InfoWars there. And so we're just going to have a fake auction. And he spins that the judge is scared. And then here at the end of the article, he comes out and says, I really would like to control InfoWars. We'll see what happens. He says, if you got any wish you want, what is it? He goes, I would really like to control InfoWars. We'll see what happens. I mean, these people are just pathetic, man. It's just absolutely out of control. So now they're implying that the federal judge is scared of bad things he's done because he did the right thing and blocked their crooked activity. We'll be right back.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100. You get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen yet all-encompassing. The Infowar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The InfoWar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
But for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the InfoWar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the InfoWar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
Just broke out of Florida that is spectacularly positive for Team Humanity and MAHA and stopping Big Pharma. And it dovetails with the historically amazing and positive and valiant activities of RFK Jr. and the huge successes dismantling Bill Gates' control of our medical system in just the last few months that's been crescendoing last week and this week, and that is not getting a lot of attention. You just hear, oh, controversy, fights, wars, people walking out. Kennedy's going to kill everybody. Kennedy's weaponized medicine. No, he's stopping the weaponization of it. It's just fabulously good news. Well, something just happened in Florida that is a game changer. Wait till you hear this. This is such good news. Now, let me just stop. I want to apologize to the listeners and to our radio stations and TV stations and everybody for the way I behaved yesterday. Now, we have a delay system, and I was cussing on the air, but people on the internet got to see that, and I do my best not to behave like that. But I am a real person, and I am hot-blooded, and when you see me say something or do something on the air, it's what I believe, it's what I stand for. Unless it's, you know, every 3-4 months I do a satire piece or a joke or, you know, dress up like a Cookie Monster and, do some stupid skit. What I say is what I believe, and with all my might and all my research and my integrity on the line. So I'm always a high road guy. I'm not a big infighter. I don't start beefs with other talk show hosts, especially my own. I don't run around and, you know, do the controversy mill, that a lot of other people do. I'm known for not doing that. Except when people I've personally known a long time know they're lying about me or my crew and are saying things they know aren't true, then you can punch my button. So I apologize for the screaming and the cussing, but it was heartfelt. And I was sitting there right before the show went live, and I said, I can be nice about this. I can just not even talk about it. Or I can just talk about what's not true and the fact that I'm sad, which was true. Or I can go ahead and just, at this moment, behave like I really feel. And I, right before I went live, seconds before I went, well, what he did was so fake, and that's why I'm pissed, and so planned. Well, he acts like a little puppy dog, all sad. And I could see everything he was doing, and so could other people that were smart, that I said, I'm just going to go with how I really feel. Now, what I said was true and accurate, and or my view and my opinion as well. But to the audience, I apologize for that. And I'm not going to cuss talking about it today. It's just that I've bit my tongue about Owen Schroyer the last 2+ years and put up with a lot of arrogance and a lot of rudeness and not even the crew says hi to him, won't even say hi to him almost every day. And I try to talk to him. He just looked me up and down like I'm a pile of crap. And that's Owen about 90% of the time now. Sometimes he's old Owen for a minute and funny and says a joke. But you feel like it's all just a manipulation. So I told Crew, I told Dew and others in the last couple of years, I said, he wants me to fire him because he wants that Streisand effect. And, he quit whenever Bloomberg said the Onion had bought us and just didn't, just said, I'm done. And then as soon as we didn't get shut down, he was right back, and we never even really talked about it. He was just here. And it seemed to only piss him off even more. And then the crew pointed this out, that on his X account and places like that, he would mainly promote his show a little bit, but never anything else we did. He was ashamed of InfoWars. He didn't like it. And then the more negative he got, the listeners and viewers noticed it. And the darker he got, we got constant, complaints like, hey, Owen's not the same Owen. Is he okay? What's going on? I just ignored it because I plan with the new owners that are coming in, regardless of what happens, InfoWars to go 20 hours a day. And I wanted to keep Owen there. And again, it all started on Monday afternoon on Labor Day. He texts me and says, let's meet 10 a.m. tomorrow. Because when he walked off and left in the middle of the show Thursday, all because I said, hey, Kyle Sarver's got breaking news. If you want him on, here's the news. Didn't say have him on. It's so desperate to be censored. Oh, my God, you called producers at a news network and said, hey, this guy's got breaking exclusive, Cash Patel's girlfriend suing him and this and that. If you want him, that's what we do. I mean, I told the crew, tell me when this goes live. Tell me that. I go share stuff with Harrison Smith. He shares it with me. Have you ever been in a newspaper, a radio station, a TV network? That's what goes on in a newsroom. And Owen knew that. He grew up in talk radio and local news as a producer and stuff and did well. He knows all that, but he got to where just anything to be able to be, oh, you're talking to me. I mean, if we brought him an article, he'd get pissed. If I said, hey, did you just see what Trump said? Let Owen know. He'd get mad. So I got more and more kid gloves about it. And so he called. He says, oh, you don't want to meet in person? We'll do this now with the phone? Sure, let's do it. And so I'm calling him. He calls me. I pick it up. He's getting everything exactly right. And he just talked to me like he was just arrogant and just, yeah, I'm not working there anymore. And, yeah, whatever. I'm gone. Doesn't matter what you, well, why are you mad? That doesn't matter. It's over, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's really a bummer. And anything I can do? And he's like, well, if you're really desperate, you can, pay me more, a lot more. And maybe stay, but I'm going to do a new show and I'm going to promote it on InfoWars. Well, I'm never against other people promoting shows. I let all my hosts have their own shows separate from this and they promote them here. But it was the way he said it. And I said, no, and that's okay. I'm sad to hear you're leaving. He goes, well, hey, if it does you a favor, if you need me to, I'll do a week. He said it like, I remember the exact words, like, if you need me to, I'll get. And I was like, yeah, so you can make a big thing about it and promote your new thing. It's not that I was even against promoting this new thing. It was the way he did it. Like I'm like a 70 IQ drooling, you know, moron. And I went, no, and this is really sad. No, I appreciate you, wish you well. And because 5 minutes before, I'm like, well, if you're leaving, that's great. If you're doing a new show, that's great. You know, we're going to expand the network and all this. Maybe if you want, we'll carry it. He's like, nah, I'm doing my own thing. And I told Harrison that. Harrison goes, yeah, I told him when we thought we were shut down in November. I didn't think it. I told people we weren't. He said, hey, maybe we should do a show once a week or collaborate with each other's shows. And I said, no, I'm doing my own thing. It was real, kind of just, yeah. Because he's the arrogance. I mean, like, I've seen few people that can put on arrogance like this. I mean, it's like Kamala Harris when you see how she's got that, or Obama. And he didn't used to be like this until about 2 years ago. And he walks by and just looks at the crew, looks at you, and he'll go, and just put his nose up. So, and everybody's like, man, what's his problem? And I'm like, he's going to quit. He wants to be fired. He's got a chip on his shoulder. I don't know what his problem is. Don't give him what he wants. Because I'm busy. And Owen overall does some good stuff. And again, the old Owen kind of flashes back for a minute. So I was already upset about that. And then I take my daughter to see Bad Guys. It was a really hilarious movie with the farting piranha, Bad Guys 2. And my phone starts blowing up. Man, Owen's on air. He's doing this, blah, blah, blah. So I go out and start calling the producers and stuff. I'm like, really? And they go, yeah. And he said he never got a raise since 2018. And he's implying that he had to go because you were mad that he was anti-Trump. And he's implying this, but he's being real careful. And then I got out of the movie and started watching it and watching clips of it that came out. And you could see each time, like, I haven't gotten a raise since 2018. Well, let me check that. Let me check. He'd be like, oh, and he was like, yeah, I got why he was mad. You know, that was criticizing Trump. He was losing his White House access. None of that happened. I never had that conversation. But it was all just like, I kind of got why. And I'm like, he knows that's all going to be taken as censorship. But that he can deny it. And then every hour after he'd said he was being censored and all this stuff, he would then say, oh, no, I wasn't censored. But he knows how the internet works, and they're going to pick that up and say that, because if you want to attack somebody with total integrity like I have, that's the holy grail, to finally catch Alex Jones in censoring, to finally catch Alex Jones in, working for Israel, to finally catch Alex Jones, covering up for Trump. And so I saw that, and it was very, very painful. And I knew, when I got up in the morning about 5 a.m. Tuesday, yesterday, I went, he's going to go good cop when I come out and expose this and say, I love InfoWars. It's been great. Why are you upset? And I got to the gym and was working out, and I look it up, and there is a promo video we made for him because we're so horrible suppressing him and censoring him. In fact, even go grab that promo video he did, or that Darren McBreen did. And he's like, oh, I had a great time, great ride. I love InfoWars. Yeah, you just came and attacked the leader of it, who's under total attack with Bloomberg and the Democrats trying to shut us down, and this crew that works here that stuck through all this when you cut and run in November and then came slinking back. I knew you couldn't even emotionally have a conversation about it, so I just was like, okay, Owen, you're back, fine. I got a new network, raise money, I'm off the air. Not a call, not worried about us, not what he can do, not speaking out about how they did this to us. No, just, I'm over here. I don't care. They came in with a fake auction, did all this, and then when they tried to send in the armed deputies and all of it, he didn't want anything to do with it because he's not in the info war. So we held our nose out of loyalty and put up with him. And then he's like, what's going on? Knowing my nature, because he's baiting me for his PR push to try to make himself the guy that's even better than Alex Jones, the guy that was censored by him, the guy that was fired by him. And sure enough, there's the promo video. I love InfoWars, even before I said anything. And when I saw that, I went, man, this is so premeditated. And so I said, I'm not going to work out. I'm actually going to go watch another hour of it. So I just skipped 3 hours in, just random, let me see. So I sit there and watch in my office an hour of it. All of it planned, all of it scripted. I already saw him say that 3 times before, because I never watched the 5.5 hours. But at the end, I love Alex, we're friends, I just wanted to shake his hand. He never censored me. He literally was putting the fine print in there after the innuendo, the implying it, the saying it, having the caller say it, and it was the premeditatedness of it that I was like, if I come up here and just say, oh, we're so sad, Owen's wrong about this, Owen's wrong about that, we wish him well, he won't get the PR he wants, and I'll walk into his trap. But I said, sometimes walking into the trap is what you're supposed to do. And so he thinks he's manipulating us. I don't manipulate. I just straight shoot. That's my superpower. But that's why I got so mad. And folks, I can show you hundreds of these. I mean, just here's just a few. Overhead shot, please. This is Salty Cracker, nice guy, like him. Massive shakeup. Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer in ugly breakup over Donald Trump. Massive lawsuit and plead InfoWars, whatever that means. So I fired Owen. Did you know that? But that's how he implied it, because he's like, if you really need me, I'll come in for the week. I'm like, no, man, that's okay. You go on. It's, oh, my gosh, I just wanted to shake his hand after I sat there and talked to him like, you know, like he was a piece of crap with a very, you know, ah, yeah. Okay, yeah, well, I'm not coming back. Nah. I was like, whoa, is this the real Owen Schroyer? I was sitting there going, man, is this? Plus, it's like he's demon-possessed. It was just, but he'd already been like that in the building, but he was just being. And maybe people gear themselves up to, you know, be mean to somebody who was so nice to them. I don't know. But he's like a building I'm watching burn down. He's dying in front of my eyes when he's having this conversation with me. And I was already very sad about that and said, God, after it happened. Then he rubs salt in the wound to launch himself, basically saying I censored him and he had to go because I was mad he was criticizing Trump and all this other stuff. And I was hanging over him, and I was doing all this, but it had always been part of the stick that I'd show up, you know, when it was during a dead segment, you know, and throw a hat and hit a hand on his head, or he'd always, oh, come in anytime, anytime. The last few months, I thought it was a joke. He'd like, hey, don't come in here. I'm going off the air. But no one ever came and told me. It was all a setup, see? It was all part of the, ooh, I how do I get something? How do I look like a victim? How do I do that? And that's why he kept saying, I don't have any money. I live hand to mouth. I haven't gotten a raise in 6 years, 7 years. And I was like, that's a verifiable lie. He had his salary almost doubled in the last 5 years. And I let him do his own show. And he got all these bonuses. And I've got his financials right here. If he challenges me, my lawyers say I can release it. Go ahead and challenge him, buddy. So everything you did was a premeditated action to play the victim, to fundraise off of my audience, because he's like sitting back, well, they're Alex's audience mainly, and they love him. So how do I do this? Well, he's a hothead. I'll, you know. So I could see the script. I was watching. It was the scripting that made me enraged. So I said, I'm not going to script my response. I'm just going to tell you from the heart. So that's why it pisses me off. And at the end of the day, you know, it's one thing if he felt like second fiddle and, you know, he feels like, you know, that he can't ever be his own person because he's typecast InfoWars, so maybe he just manipulates this clash. But what about the crew who never talk crap about him? So then I talked to the crew yesterday, and they just said, no, Owen used to be a funny, nice guy. It's about 3 years ago, so we're getting mad, and now cynical, hateful, won't talk to us, looks us up and down like we're piles of crap, exactly what you've seen. So see, to Owen, all these people that literally backed him and worked so hard for him and committed to him and loved him, they aren't even people to him. Rob Aguero, Scott, all of them, they're not even people to him. And that's why I got mad. And I felt like I have to warn people that in my view, this is a bad person. A selfish person. And they're like, you don't know how OCD he is? You don't know he has to have everything exact, and his whole life is scripted. Every minute, where he goes, what he does, is all booked out. I was like, well, God, how do you ever work here? So then I think, oh, maybe it's that, like some type of spectrum. I'm not diagnosing, I'm just saying, maybe he is just autistic. I don't know. But I know this, buddy. I'm a real person, and they're real people, and you don't get to treat us like that. So you had your little scripted, schemed up thing. You wanted to get me pissed off? You got it now. You got exactly what you're looking for. So look at these headlines. Did you know I fired Owen? That's what he scripted it with little provisos. I just wanted to be there, and he threw me out. After you quit, InfoWars host abruptly kicked off show for turning anti-Trump. New Republic, the Democrats love it. I knew right when I saw what he did, that was planned. MAGA rising star kicked off InfoWars for turning against Trump. Did you know I fired him, folks? You didn't know that. He's getting what he wants. Owen Schroyer quits InfoWars after he says Alex Jones told him he was too anti-Trump. I said on air, Owen's too black-pilled. I disagree. There's too much positive. I still back him being black-pilled. It's not censoring him for me to have my opinion. Other talk show hosts on networks talk about the other talk show host. But see, what he said it was, he was really mad about Trump. He was criticizing me. I felt like I couldn't be there. I was, no, Owen. We had debates about it. That's interesting radio. I come from talk radio, so do you. You guys didn't have debates on the sports shows? That's the whole point of it. Imagine the sports show. Well, I really think this is the best quarterback in the NFL. Well, this is the best. You just censored me. You just said you think this quarterback's better. I mean, that's what this is, folks. But see, without giving the details, it's like, oh, he told him don't talk about Trump. No, I didn't. I said, just saying we're all doomed and everything sucks and it's all over and blah, 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 blah. I said, why don't you cover some of the positive stuff, too? On air, I said that. InfoWars host quits after being branded too anti-Trump. MAGA Civil War erupts as top InfoWars host storms out over Alex Jones' unrelenting Trump tirades. What does that even mean, the Daily Mail? And when I say to him, you're a rat, a demon possessed, I don't know what's going on with Owen. I just know this. He tried to use us to play victim and act like he was censored and controlled and treated bad to launch his new thing, and that's wrong. And I never censored him. Oh, he was hanging over me. You mean sending you articles? I was told in the last few months he would get enraged if I texted him news articles. That's all I do everywhere to people. Hell, you see Joe Rogan talking about it. We exchanged probably 10 texts a day of stuff we sent each other. I mean, I exchanged texts with Anna Paulina Luma and MTG and, you know, a bunch of other people in the White House. Do they go like, Alex just sent me a link to a video. He's trying to control me. I'm gonna hurt my boo-boo butt. I mean, so that's what he did. I watched him go look all sad. I'm so sad. And then he put out a video yesterday. I'm just a friend. I'm happy. I love InfoWars. Why? What's wrong? I just said you have no integrity and are a fraud. I just said you never gave me a raise when you did over and over again, almost doubled my salary the last 5 years. All of it calculated. All of it premeditated. In my view, very sociopathic, very predatory. And I'm very sad for Owen. But that's the facts, Jack. And I'm glad he's gone, and I hope I never have to put my eyes on him again in person. Because I'm always a really funny, nice person. He was a different person, and it's painful to me. It's not that I don't ever want to lay eyes on him because I hate him. I mean, I actually got tears in my eyes when he talked to me like a gangster and a pimp. And I immediately knew he was, you know, trying to muscle me and slap me around. And I was very nice. And I was going to be nice to him. But not now. No, Owen, not now. And every time you say something wrong, and I see it, every time you tell another lie, I'm going to come after you, buddy. Because you're a bad man in my view. You're a big bad wolf. Guess what? I'm the sheepdog. You asked for a fight. You got one now. Understand that? Good. I hope you do.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects, the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the domino effect is in full effect. Kennedy, as you know, last week took away the emergency authorization from the COVID shots, banned all the mercury a month ago in every other shot. I mean, this is just devastating Big Pharma. They're set to lose $30 billion, the estimates are, just this year. So this is, he's basically banning it all and bringing back liability. Well, now the domino effect is him talking about getting rid of fluoride and moving to do it has now gotten first a few states, now more than 10, to completely ban fluoride in the water. And now the badass Surgeon General of Florida, who I think should be the U.S. Surgeon General or the head of the CDC, he has come out and said they're banning all vaccine mandates, period. Joseph Lapido, that's coming up with Robert Barnes here in just about 30 minutes. This is awesome, awesome. We need to clone this guy. And it's one of the great things DeSantis has done. So This is wonderful. Now, I have not plugged today in an hour and a half because I've been so focused on the news. And if I plug once or twice an hour, we get the funds in we need. I'm the biggest problem around here. It's not actually the listeners. We are, again, right on the edge of the red. We're winning in court. That would take hours to get into. We are devastating them at the appeals level, in the federal courts, in the state courts. We are a 70% chance in the next few months InfoWars is saved and sold to good guys, and we win. It was a 10% chance a year ago. Now, that's a dead reckoning. Okay, so keep praying. I mean, I haven't talked to him about this because it makes me cry. My dad had half his brainstem blocked, and they said he had his aorta about to blow, massive ballooning. And they said, look, you have to have this surgery, but it could also block the other part of your brain when your blood slows down during this four-hour surgery. You've got to sign waivers to do this. They said this is elective, even though it would normally be absolutely critical. So when he had the car wreck and they scanned him and they saw this 5 months ago, they said, oh, my God, you have surgery right now. But then they found the brainstem block. They did all the dye tests and things and CAT scans. And the doctor, top cardiologist, said, but there's a good chance once the aorta is fixed, it's going to build pressure back up the brain. And they're doing the scans and stuff tomorrow. He's now in a rehab. They thought he'd be in the hospital a month because he was in such bad shape he could barely walk. His color all came back. He's already out of the hospital. And it's like my old dad, the genius. Thank you for the prayers for my father. This is just incredible. They were surprised he could even walk with half his brainstem blocked and the side that does motor controls. Because they did a bunch of scans, a bunch of tests, a bunch of neurologists. So there's that. But I've been so focused on all this, I haven't plugged. I need your support. I need it bad. The products are incredible. And it's theologyofthesoul.com. We have the very best supplements. And so we've launched this sale, the Total War fundraiser sale. We've enhanced the sale to just an insane level at theologyofthesoul.com to supercharge our efforts in the info war and to fund the operation. Plus, those of you on the fence who never got the products to try them, because you will get hooked. Just ask Kirk Elliott. Now, not only do you get 25% off store-wide on all apparel on top of the discounts, we're also offering buy one, get one, half off of Atomic Defense, Shilajit gummies, Shilajit capsules, which are incredible. Don't know what Shilajit is? It's amazing. We got the best. It's a supercharger for your whole body. Plus, we are very excited to announce the launch of the Alex Jones War Bonds. Get your War Bonds now for $100 at thealexjonesstore.com with each digital certificate in the mail with a promo code for $110 in store credit. So you support the broadcast and get even more store credit. So for $100, you get $110. And then you have the little frameable war bond. That's a cool piece of art. This week's bestsellers, the Blacked Out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, the Gulf of America shirt, the Alligator Alcatraz shirt, the tinfoil hat, kit, Obedience to God, Circle Star hat. Plus get 40% off all knives and silver coins, but they're selling out quickly. Limited edition at theolicshowstore.com. All right. I appreciate Dr. Kirk Elliott coming on short notice. We'll hold a little bit in the next hour. Then Robert Barnes is scheduled. So I'm getting him on late, and I apologize. If we had the crew, because we used to have five or six extra editors, but they've crushed us down. We will soon be back there. I would be able to go get you the last 15 months of Kirk Elliott, literally predicting where we'd be, except privately said it's actually going to be higher, and the private estimates are actually where we are. But gold exploding to all-time highs, a lot of massive developments taking place, a lot of clips, a lot of articles, a lot of things happening. This guy is batting 1,000. He's not just a great economist and also a degreed theologian and former board member of Focus on the Family, one of the number one Christian conservative groups in the country. He's got the biggest silver and gold brokerage company in the nation, the most successful, because he's the best and has the best deals. So he's also a sponsor. So for all your silver and gold needs, also rolling over financial instruments, this is the place to go. You want to get scammed, go somewhere else. It is a shark pit out there. You can also sell back your gold and silver with no cost. Nobody else who's reputable does that. It's insane. KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. They do a free consultation to talk to you. They don't try to sell you numismatics and collectible ripoffs. They don't sell them. They sell at wholesale gold and silver every day. You can look up the wholesale price right at Kitco or just type into Google wholesale price. That's what you get it for with all the great service at KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Want to get a plug out of the way because Kirk never tends to do it. Kirk, so much to talk about here, my friend. You've got the floor on the incredible. In fact, you've got a bigger crew than me. Please go get all your past interviews and make a video where it literally shows gold. We can type in a 20-year gold graph, you know, on Google. And literally you're calling it months and months before, and it's just following exactly what you said, except a little bit higher than you said, but the exact same trend line. You have nailed it, Kirk Elliott. This is a big deal, not just for gold and silver prices, but for the whole economy. What's the latest prognosis on the situation?
Well, the prognosis is so good, Alex, and we have underestimated. Because I'd rather, you know, underpromise and overdeliver, right? But everything is doing better than what we expected. Now, here's the latest is 2 weeks ago, Jerome Powell had this confab, this meeting with all kinds of central bankers in Jackson Hole. And Trump's been bellyaching at him. It's like, Powell, you have to lower rates. Powell says, for political reasons, no, not going to. We got to fight inflation, right? And it's like, and your tariffs are causing inflation, blah, blah, blah. It's just political attacks, right? So here, he made an about face. Jerome Powell at this meeting turned dovish, meaning he's going to actually lower interest rates. Now, his rationale was to protect himself. He said, as the Federal Reserve, we have a dual mandate. We have to fight inflation and we have to provide full employment. So how do you fight inflation? You keep interest rates higher to actually kind of make sure that the prices don't go up too much. You increase the cost of borrowing. It'll kind of, you know, squelch the economy, right? So, but he decided, we're going to go with the second mandate of the Fed, which is create full employment. How do you do that? You lower interest rates. So the cost of borrowing comes down. So more people are spending, which means more people are going to be working, right? So he did a 180.
So Jerome Powell just blinked because Trump is the first president, the second to try, but the only president to take on the Federal Reserve and make the board members resign and win. This is unprecedented. This alone is incredible.
It absolutely is. And this just goes to show you that when you keep fighting, you're going to win when you have truth behind it, right? Trump is winning, right? And he's absolutely winning. Now, why did Jerome Powell have to do this? So Secretary of Treasury Bessent came out just recently, like a few days ago, and said, we're on the verge of a national housing emergency. Okay. So what is the national housing emergency? Because of all the stimulus money that's been injected into the economy since, you know, during the Biden administration, inflation is persisting. Housing prices have gone through the roof. Now, silly Jerome Powell keeps interest rates high. So that's a toxic combination. Higher prices, higher lending costs. Nobody can afford homes, right? And so some of these numbers that we're looking at, I dug into, and it's like, oh my word, for a new home buyer, Alex, it's twice as much to buy a house than it is to rent. Twice as much. It's like, who can afford to buy a house? This is where Trump is right. He keeps saying, Powell, people can't even afford to buy houses now. So I saw this chart on X from Nathan Halberstad. This is an incredible chart that just shows how bad it is. Right? And this is what Trump's been screaming about. So what the chart shows is 30-year-old married people that own a house. So back in 1950, 52% of people that were in their 30s that were married owned a house. What is it today? Less than 10% of people that are in their 30s that are married actually own a house. That's a precipitous drop. Trump is right. Nobody can afford to buy houses. So therefore, you have to lower interest rates to get this economy cooking. Powell, you're right. You said it great. Powell did blink. And now he's going to have to double blink, and he's going to have to triple blink because he knows that Trump is right. And Powell wants to maintain a legacy of, I was actually a good Federal Reserve chair, right? So So he's got to do something rather than play the political game against Trump. So when he says he's going to follow the full employment mandate, that means he's going to lower interest rates. So here's my prediction. September 17th, the Fed is going to announce what they're going to do with interest rates. With like 80% confidence, I bet we're going to get 25 basis point reduction, a quarter of a point. But probably 30% or so of me thinks we might get 50 basis, right? Because it's gotten so bad, the people aren't working. We're going to get more revision numbers this week, Alex, on the job rates, the number of employed people. Every single month, month after month after month after month, they revise the employment numbers down. They'll come up with some weird number. This goes back decades where they do this kind of stuff, right? But like literally every single time during the Biden administration, and you still have some of those people on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they say, well, yeah, these are the number of people that are working and not working. And then the next month they revise it down. Nobody ever looks at the revision. These are the numbers Powell has to look at. So what happens when you lower interest rates? Precious metals prices go through the roof. They always do. If we get a quarter point reduction, they're going to go up. If you get half a point reduction, look out, because it's going to blow the ceiling off the place, right? Kind of momentum. It's also going to probably be very good for the stock market, right? Because it means the economy is going to grow. People are going to spend. Now, there's some headwinds that we're seeing. And this is with the stupid court system and judicial activism. So Trump's reciprocal tariffs, you know, not the sectional tariffs that he put on copper and aluminum and things like that. We're talking about the across the board reciprocal tariffs where Trump said, hey, other countries around the world, if you've got tariffs on us, we're going to give you a tariff back, right? He's within his authority and power to do so. But the federal courts on Friday struck that down as being illegal. And it's like, how could it be illegal? The president can slap a tariff on anybody if he wants to, and especially countries that have a tariff on us. There's nothing wrong with that. Some reason they struck it down as illegal, so Trump is pushing it to the Supreme Court. Okay, I'm 50-50 on the Supreme Court if they're going to do the right thing. I mean, even though you've got supposedly conservatives in there, sometimes they make good choices and sometimes they're making bad choices. If they decide that these tariffs, for whatever reason, are illegal, this is going to be ugly for the economy. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to say that they're going to be illegal. I'm just saying there's a chance because the Supreme Court's been squirrely lately, right? So if they say it's illegal, this is the main mechanism for Trump to make America great again, to have other countries pay our taxes. So he can actually have policies that say, if you make under $200,000 a year, we want to eliminate your taxes, to actually reduce our tax rates, to be able to hopefully reduce the amount of printing because other countries are footing the bill. If they deem it as illegal, you can't have other countries foot the bill for our expenses. And worse, we're going to have to pay it back. All the revenues that came in from the tariffs, we're going to have to pay back. So let's pray that the Supreme Court has more than half a brain. And they say, he's in his right to do this, because if they don't, the economic consequences are going to be pretty nasty from that.
Yeah, well, I hear this talking point, even by so-called pro-Trump people, that the tariffs are a disaster. They've been an unmitigated success. We look at communist China and their giant military is, you know, approaching ours and all that. It's because we've had one-sided deals with them. And you know, the fact that we had all these internal controls and regulations and carbon regulations, those were the equivalent of a tariff we put on ourselves. The globalists were working with China and wanted to make the jobs go there. But now we're seeing that slide back the other way very quickly. But let's spend some time on gold and silver. Yeah. Gold and silver officially confirmed their breakout. This is exactly what you predicted a few months ago. You said, look at that chart. Here's the chart confirmed. Literally, you were on 3 weeks ago, and we showed the same chart, but it was here, and you said this. We've got to find that close. People love to see somebody proven right, but it's like you keep calling it. So where does it go from here if the trend continues?
So I mean, so if that trend continues, and now because it's done such a massive blowout through that ascending triangle, that's the technical pattern. It used to act as a resistance, a ceiling, right? But when it goes through that, what's the next resistance point? There isn't one until 48.
Yeah, that's what you said 3 weeks ago. You said there isn't another one until $4,800 gold. And this is all known trends. They're even admitting this now.
Well, so on the gold, we could probably see 4,000 gold this year. On silver, we could see, the silver has a very similar breakout pattern. You could see $50 silver by the end of September. I mean, this is what some of the economists are saying.
Let's be clear. This is all-time highs for gold, and you've been proven right. Silver has been, for the ratio, underperforming. It's going to be the big winner then.
Silver will be the big winner. It's going to outperform gold. And when we blew past this soft, like, resistance point of $40, so that's a psychological thing, like, oh, hit 20, it hit 30, it hit 40. There's no technical meaning behind that other than it's a round number, right? But 48 is the next one. When we blow past 48, there is no resistance points anymore, literally anymore, because that was the old all-time high. So I think, so what a lot of economists, I'm one of them, think that we could see $50 silver by the end of September. It's the beginning of September, right? We're in the same month. I think when you blow through these kind of resistance points, it just goes, Alex.
Why is it the fall and winter historically where gold and silver make their big moves?
Well, it's the end of the fiscal year for the U.S. government, for one. And, you know, when you hear like, oh, the October surprise, the stock market always comes down in October. Well, it's the end of the fiscal year. And the government numbers come out and they say, well, this is our budget for next year, or this is how much our shortfall was. This is how bad things actually were. And people saying, oh, I've got to pull back the reins. There's no way we're going to get through this next year, right? I mean, it's a psychological thing, but almost like every single September, October, the stock market does bad, right? Well, gold and silver tend to do well as a flight for safety. So these are seasonal patterns, but we could
see. And by the way, look at that line silver. On silver. It's, you never, I don't see on the trend except maybe one other place a straight up like that. That's almost parabolic.
Yeah, it is almost parabolic. These are the, when you're getting close to the all time high and people say, well, why would I want to invest in something when it's close to the all time high? Because the fundamental forces that are causing it to grow are getting worse. Going past the all time high means there's just no more resistance. Until the fundamental forces of inflation, low supply, high demand, these things kind of a short squeeze, until they go away, you can see it going up. There's going to be a propensity for it to just keep ballooning up. And that's where we are. So year to date, good grief, silver's up over like 46%. Year to date. Gold's up well over 30% year to date.
And as you actually predicted when you started coming on 15 months ago, silver and gold are complements, and the other way around to Bitcoin. You're for both, and you've been predicting the huge surge we've seen, which we're now seeing as well. So people understand there's either Bitcoin people or gold and silver people. No, in any real world investment or strategy, you go with the best of a basket, and as you predicted, that's going up as well. What's the fundamentals there?
So there's some big fundamentals. I mean, gold and silver cryptocurrency, they act as, we don't trust the government, we don't trust the banks, we want an alternative asset class. So there's this move when people lose trust and confidence in the foundations that we're built on, they go to these asset classes. Now, Alex, what I'm about to say is, probably the most important news hitting the crypto space and the gold and silver space like ever, literally ever. So on August 7th, Trump signed an executive order, the democratizing access to alternative assets for 401k investors. Now, already people could invest in gold or silver real estate in their IRAs, not in a 401k. 401k, you have these choices that your administrator puts together.
And
right?
Now we have the central banks panicking, saying Trump opening all this up threatens them. So people saying, oh, Trump's a globalist. He's bringing the world digital currency. No, he's literally creating the Wild Wild West counter to it.
He's creating a financial freedom option for all of us. So central bank digital currency doesn't eat us alive and strip away our freedoms. And this is the amazing thing. But what this is going to do, because people are bellyaching about the Genius Act and the stablecoin bill, right? What did Trump do? Trump said, we are going to allow basically what I'm calling it, probably not the right term, privatization of U.S. dollars, right? Where tokens can have the U.S. dollar attached to it, whether it's Trump's USDT1, whether it's Gemini's stablecoin or Tether's or Circle's or PayPal's. Basically, when you sell, this is the mechanics of it, and when you sell your Bitcoin or Ethereum or Solana or whatever, and you're on the chain, you're on the blockchain, what do you do with those proceeds before you invest it into another cryptocurrency? You're not taking it out, putting it in JP Morgan Chase, and then having to go back to your wallet and put it back in. You need it to sit in a stablecoin, basically a dollar. Well, this is what stablecoins are. It's a token that has the dollar backing it. So it's like a money market for the blockchain. And Trump just created trillions of dollars of demand for the U.S. dollar by allowing people to actually
have. And just like he said, make us the head of crypto and the head of AI to dominate, which is happening. So let me ask you quickly. He's making all the right moves when it comes to the economy. That's where he really shines. But the Fed's starting to cave in. But is it too late, Jerome Powell? What's your dead reckoning on whether this is going to be successful or not?
I think it'll be successful because you can't stop the digitalization of currency.
And then if we're the leader of it, then we'll come out on top.
Correct. We will. And we would never have this without Trump pushing these bills, which he has so many naysayers. It's like, oh, this is horrible. This is Mark of the Beast. No, it's not. He's creating the alternative to get away from central bank.
Yeah, notice the globalists and the UN and the IMF and World Bank, they don't like this. Because they hate it. It's decentralization.
They lose power.
It's decentralization.
Yeah.
Do a little bit more time with us because I want to come back and hit some of the other angles and just get your general view on where America is, because so many people are way too black-pilled and think we're all doomed. We're having so many victories if you actually look at the field. But others are white-pilled with the Q thing, thinking everything's fine. We can all just sit back and we're in like Flynn. No, the truth is we're winning the war. We haven't won the war yet. We're winning battles. We've got to be praying. We've got to be engaged. We've got to be involved. But, folks, if you don't get into gold and silver now, and they got the financial instruments so easy to roll it over as well, you're insane. The highest rated, best place, biggest in the U.S. because they've got the best deals. All the smart people go there. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. When you get it, that /gold, then you're in, you know, our profile, so we get some of the support. He's a great sponsor, keeping us on air. It's a win-win for everyone. Go to KEPM.com/gold now and sign up for a free consultation either by email or call the number. And if they don't answer, they'll call you right back. 720-605-3900. Call now. Make a smart move. This is the best investment you could have made in the last 15 months. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of Evelyn Blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Executive order shaking up the entire financial system. Trump is going to war with the private central banks, with the Federal Reserve. He's literally taking control of the Federal Reserve right now. He's almost there. He's got Powell starting to bow. This is so historic. And so Dr. Elliott, as an economist, unpack this for people.
Yeah, so when you look at this executive order, I believe it's the biggest thing to hit crypto and precious metals like possibly ever, like literally. Possibly ever. So why is it such a big deal? So when you look at it, it was signed into, you know, he wrote the executive order on August 7th. I want to read some of the provisions in it, and you're going to understand why this is such a huge, massive deal, right? So if you go to section 3, part 1, democratizing access to alternative assets. So private market instruments, including direct and indirect interest in equity, debt, or other financial instruments that are not traded on public exchanges. This is like over-the-counter stuff, like penny stocks, right? It's like, okay, it's never been available in 401ks. People want to do it. What's Trump doing? Giving us financial freedom. Number 2, direct and indirect interest in real estate. Okay, we already have indirect interest in real estate. That would be like an REIT. A real estate investment trust. Direct? Well, a direct investment in real estate would actually be able to what you can do in an IRA. Own a house or a property in your IRA. Now, looks like it's going to be available for 401ks. Number 3. This one's huge. Holdings in actively managed investment vehicles that are investing in digital assets. This is cryptocurrency. Number 4. Direct and indirect investments in commodities. What's a commodity? Coal, steel, iron, gold, silver, right? So indirect, well, you can do that through like a gold or silver ETF. Direct, that would be actually owning the physical commodity, right? So here's why is this important? The 401k world is a $12 trillion, Alex, it's a $12 trillion market that hasn't had access to these. So what if I've got this 401k at my employer and it's like, I've heard Kirk and Alex talking about gold and silver. I've always wanted to do crypto, but I can't. All my money is in my 401k. What are people going to do? They are going to sell their stocks, bonds, mutual funds, because that's the assets that they have, and reallocate, reposition those into gold, silver, cryptocurrency. What Trump just did is he possibly created the biggest boom for crypto, gold, and silver, like literally ever, because there's $12 trillion of captive assets that are now going to be able to go into those.
By the way, Kurt, did you forget that 6 months ago when he first got in, you predicted or said he should do this? And then you also made some predictions. They're starting to talk about dealing with a national reserve of crypto and more.
Yeah, I mean, the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve. I mean, this is big. This is really big. And so I think, though, what it's going to do is have the stock and bond market come down because there's going to be selling pressure. They're going to get out of those things to go into alternative assets that are going to go up. So people's 401ks, they're not going to see a net loss if the stock and bond market comes down if they reallocate. But this is big. Now, when does this become effective? In part B, 180 days of the date of this order. That's the first week in February. So between now and then, you're probably going to see 401k providers getting ramped up for this stuff. I mean, it is big. It is massive. Crypto and gold and silver at that point, we think that it's grown a lot now. I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg yet. And this is because of Trump's policies of bringing financial freedom of choice back into the hands of the people. It's amazing, Alex.
Absolutely historic. Dr. Elliot, KPM.com/gold. People can do a free online or phone consultation, 720-605-300. Amazing. People need to call you now, and they can also roll over financial instruments to it as well. Thank you so much, sir. Talk to you soon.
You bet. It's my pleasure. See ya.
You've been dead on, buddy. You're batting 1,000. That's who I want to associate with. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got Xi Jinping caught on a hot mic with Putin saying we're going to live to 150 by harvesting people's organs. I mean, super ghoulish. We got Trump starting to blow up TDA, narcotics, fentanyl boats. We've got Florida taking to the next level, banning all vaccine mandates. That Russia launches over 500 drones in deadly attack targeting Ukraine's energy grid. NATO scrambles warplanes as Putin launches biggest attack of the war. Unstoppable Xi unveils nuclear triad, a military parade challenging West alongside Putin and Kim of North Korea. It goes on and on. There is so much to hit. More on the Epstein fallout that is really building towards a crescendo. It is all coming up. Attorney Tom Renz on the latest on Kennedy's actions. Barnes is scheduled. He's getting out of court, so he should be here very soon. But first, I want to look at Chicago, a microcosm of blue cities around the United States, just like we see in Europe where the left runs things, where they want crime, they want degradation, they want collapse. You know, we've seen all these Democrats come out and say, hey, crime is just part of what we do. You can't go stop it. Well, if the locals are run by Soros operatives and won't do it, then the president has a responsibility to send in the National Guard when there's lawlessness. That's happened in our whole history more than 100 times. You don't want permanent troops. That violates the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, permanent quartering. But the Democrats go, well, if Trump can put troops in the streets for crime, then when a Democrat gets in, we're going to come take your guns. Well, that was the police state I was talking about, where the Democrats were publicly trying to train the military. So was George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, the neocons, for martial law, for gun confiscation. During a racial civil war they were going to start, they would use it to take control of the country permanently. So here's Governor Pritzker, so-called Republican, but he's worse than the Democrats, really, and a CNN panelist. I got more of these clips calling for gun confiscation and the troops to take the guns of the law-abiding citizens. Well, you already have most of the crime in the blue cities where they have incredibly restrictive gun control laws, victim disarmament laws, and even though the Supreme Court's ruled a decade ago plus that it's unconstitutional, it's still in place in New York, D.C., Chicago, and other blue crap holes, which were formerly great cities and have great culture, great museums, and amazing. I mean, New York's amazing. I think Chicago and the waterfront, I mean, a lot of cool stuff. Detroit's a wreck. The old buildings. I mean, I'm not happy they're wrecks. I love this whole country. I don't care if you're the north, south, east, west. But they're bad. And for them to act like none of this is going on because Biden stopped the FBI from having crime statistics for 4 years, to tell us there's no crime or it's all-time low, we all know that ain't the case. And then after we play these clips of the gun confiscation, here is the Chicago mayor says gun violence in Chicago is actually because of red states. So that's clip one. And then a longer clip of Trump on National Guard deployment to Chicago saying we're going in. It's not political. Here are those clips.
All of this. I'm all for crime reduction. But the conservatives who are celebrating this, you listen to the mayor of Chicago talk about the gun crisis in America.
Yeah.
Well, what is the stop, given the precedence that Donald Trump is setting? What is the stop a Democratic, a Governor Pritzker, a Governor Newsom to say, you know, we have a gun crisis in America, just as legitimate on the facts arguments as a crime crisis, and say we're going to send the National Guard into states to go get their guns? There have to be standards here. The reason why Pritzker keeps, I mean, I get it for the politics. He keeps saying Trump was begging me to ask him to come. The reason why.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, you know, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing targeting Chicago. He's overlooking red states that have much higher crime rates.
When they had a school shooting in Scotland or they had an incident in Australia, they simply made changes. They are just as free as we are. They still have gun ownership requirements, but they have made sure that they don't have these. And since they did those things, they don't have them. We are an outlier amongst nations in terms of what happens to our children. And I refuse to think that that's okay. It's simply not.
In the state of Illinois, these guns come from red states. They are coming from Indiana. They are coming from Mississippi. They are coming from Louisiana. That is the harsh reality, whether Republicans like it or not. Occupying our city will do nothing to solve this problem. No matter how much...
Mind up on Chicago, though?
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone. We have no crime. We have... It's in such great shape. You can go and actually walk with your children, your wife, your husband. You can walk right down the middle of the street. You're not going to be shot, Peter. You're safe. Everyone likes you anyway. They probably wouldn't do it. But it's so dangerous. And there are people in this audience that have, you've suffered greatly. There are people in this audience that have been mugged and hurt badly, and they don't want to talk about it. Maybe you were very brave in talking about it. You made quite an impression on a lot of people. I appreciate it. But there were other people in this room that have been hurt very badly just walking down the street in D.C. Washington, D.C. is a safe zone right now. It's a safe city. The restaurants are open. They're booming. You can't get a restaurant. New restaurants are announcing that they're going to be open. This took place in 12 days. Now it's 15 days, but 3 days ago it became what's known as a safe zone, as a safe city. And this city was really bad, really, really bad. We took 1,600 people out, hardcore criminals that will not be coming back anytime soon. And we're very proud of it. You know, to have our nation's capital lose every week. You know, it was like years, many years where every single week somebody was killed for many, many, many consecutive weeks. This went on for years. And then we had last week, it was announced that nobody was killed last week. And I made that announcement in front of a very distinguished leader of a country. And I'm saying proudly, ladies and gentlemen, nobody was killed in Washington, D.C. this week. He looked at me like, what's that all about? I say, yeah, we have a little bit of a crime problem. And we don't have a crime problem in Washington anymore. And the mayor has been very helpful. And the police commission has been very helpful. And it's been a great team. And I would love to have Governor Pritzker call me. I'd gain respect for him and say, we do have a problem. And we'd love you to send in the troops. Because you know what? The people, they have to be protected. I saw today on one of your networks, not a friendly network, really the opposite, I would say, very unfriendly network. And they interviewed about 12 people on this morning, Most of them were African American. They were black. And they were saying, please, please, please let the president send it. These were people from Chicago. Please, we need help. We need help. We can't walk outside. We're petrified. If the governor of Illinois would call me up, I would love to do it. Now, we're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country. And that includes Baltimore. I saw where Governor Moore was asking me to take a walk down the street of Baltimore. Well, Baltimore is a very unsafe place. It's rated number four.
All right, let's stop there. And look, I have brain farts sometimes. I know Pritzker's a Democrat, but the rest of his family say they're Republicans, but they're the head of the transgender thing, so that was weird. The crew's like, you know he's a Democrat. Oh, yeah, I do. Why did I say that? I don't know. That's why I have the crew in there. They're smart. I just do that. We all do that. So I'm teleprompter free. I don't read all the script here. I just, things get scrambled sometimes. So absolutely constitutional what Trump's doing. And it's not a police state. It is the Democrats ordering stand downs and cutting of police and all this that want to undermine the country and collapse it. They admit that. That's their plan. It's the Podesta plan. Cloud and Pivot 2.0. Now, this amazingly positive news on the heels of Kennedy banning all the mercury in the shots, banning the new rollout of mRNA, banning the vaccine liability protections for many of them, taking away the emergency authorization for COVID shots. That is huge. So they can't try to intimidate and bully people and do this. And plus, it was always illegal. Well, now you have Florida leading the way, and you have the governor saying, we do the opposite of whatever California does. California is still trying to push illegal mandates, trying to roll out the mask and all the rest of it to create other hysteria and other fear. I thought the shots would cure COVID, but the more you take the shot, the more it raises your immune system, the more you can get COVID. That's on record. And so this giant fraud is falling down. So the Tampa Bay Times reports DeSantis and Latipo's attorney, his Surgeon General, who's awesome, the best, to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. And now, as Florida goes, the rest of the nation goes. They used to say Texas goes, the nation goes. Well, now it's Florida. And I love my home state of Texas, but Florida is really hitting on all cylinders. Major breaking news. The Surgeon General of Florida just announced all vaccine mandates in Florida will be ended, and the room erupted. And not just for COVID, all Joseph Latipo. Every last one is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. That's a black guy talking about real slavery that we all have. We can come together against. Damn right. Who am I or anyone else to tell you should put in your body? Who am I to tell you what your child should put in their body? I don't have the right. Your body is your gift from God. What you put in your body is because of your relationship with your body and God. Pretty much every state has them. It's wrong. This guy is the only person that could have been as good as Kennedy at HHS. But I'm telling you, they fired the CDC head. He refuses to leave. They need to put him in there and promote him. Mask back on. COVID wave hits California. When did we have all these colds and flus in the summer? Never had them. Now we do because they introduced an artificial virus. And then the shots make your body produce a spike protein and shed. That's all confirmed now. Unbelievable what they did. And now we've caught the CDC, as Kennedy knew they were doing, hiding the vaccine death numbers. And Trump's now reversing himself on warp speed, saying, well, I was told it was great and thought it was, but if we were lied to, it needs to come out. And it is coming out. They're preparing the report, Kennedy said last week. The deep state is crapping bricks. Here is the amazing Attorney General. Here is the amazing Surgeon General, Joseph Latipo of Florida.
But what I'm most excited about is an announcement that we're going to make, that we're making now, which is that the Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. Every last one of them. Yeah. Yeah. Every last one of them. All of them. Every last one of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. Okay? Who am I as a government or anyone else or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body? Who am I to tell you what your child should put in your body? I don't have that right. Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right. Government does not have that right. They want you to believe they have that right. And unfortunately, you know, they've been successful.
But now they're not. Now the illusion, now the trance, now the spell is being broken. In other poison shot news, COVID wave washes over California, LA Times reports. Some health officials urge masking. Urge residents to mask up in another LA Times headline. So back to the cult. You got Florida trying to end the hysteria that they're trying to bring back. And the Democrats' stronghold trying to bring the fear yet again. I want to play a clip. You know, I learned months after it happened because I was so busy that the man that wrote the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Treaties and Terrorism Laws, who I've been interviewing for 25 years, Dr. Francis Boyle, died. He was scheduled earlier this year to be in the civil trials exposing all this, that he magically died like the four AfD candidates in the lead in Germany last week. And so now we're learning more about that. A retired pharma executive is now reporting that Professor Francis Boyle, who was set to testify in Dutch court against Bill Gates and Albert Bourla about COVID shots being bioweapons, may have been eliminated. Boyle, a leading bioweapon expert who was found dead 3 weeks after agreeing to testify, the cause of death still unknown. She insists he had been in perfect health, like those Boeing whistleblowers, and working full-time right up until his sudden death. Very, very, very suspicious. Of course, he lived up in Chicago, so that's a place they can really get rid of you quick. The old mafia stronghold. So here's that short clip.
Now, there was a sixth witness, Professor Francis Boyle, who is actually expert on bioweapons, having drafted several bioweapons conventions related laws in the U.S. And 3 weeks after he agreed to testify on behalf of the plaintiffs that these products and the process was deployment of bioweapons, he suddenly died. And we still don't know the cause of death. And the only thing that we know is he was perfectly healthy prior and was teaching full time. He was in his mid 70s. And this was a shock to all of us. And this looks very suspicious to me. I can't speculate on what happened, but I would really like to know the cause of death, and we don't know that. So that's where we are right now. This is how serious it is. These people stop at nothing.
And the head lawyer in the Netherlands that was set to testify and run it, he got SWAT teamed and disappeared without terrorism charges, but under terrorism. We've had him on the show. I mean, this is serious stuff because the deep state is in grave danger and their whole house of cards is coming down. Now, I want to get into Xi Jinping, caught on a hot mic, talking about taking people's organs to live to 150 with Putin here in just a moment. But first, people are asking me, is it constitutional for Trump to declare drug cartels terrorist organizations and attack them? Yes. It is a foreign power. Millions of people have been killed by the fentanyl. The government is directing these groups. Venezuela is the senior partner to Mexican drug cartels. And I predicted when Trump made this announcement a few weeks ago that they were going to start targeting cartels, they would probably hit Venezuela first because it's the senior partner, and probably the speed boats, the cigarette boats they're using to bring it in. And that indeed happened. Dramatic footage shows U.S. strike that obliterated drug-carrying boat off Venezuela, killing 11 TDA narco-terrorists. Trump says 11 terrorists killed in strike on drug vessel in Caribbean. So Trump is taking the gloves off. Here's the report.
Fox News alert. Trump just went for the kill shot. The U.S. military successfully carried out a precision strike in the Caribbean. 11 Tren de Aragua terrorists became shark bait. The cocaine speedboat obliterated. The sharks having a fiesta. And Venezuela's on notice.
We just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a boat, a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time. And we just, these came out of Venezuela. And coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela.
Cartels are moving narcotics into the country by the boatload. Over the weekend, there was a big show of force right off the coast of South America. 7 warships, 4,500 Marines, and a nuclear submarine. But the cartels have come a long way. They're carrying 50 caliber machine guns, stuff you see in Ukraine. They're even dropping pesticide-laced bombs from drones. They can make an IED or explosives out of anything. Plastic bottles, drain pipes, fire extinguishers. Rubio's on a search and destroy tour. First stop, Mexico. And they owe us. They never helped with the wall. And instead of fighting drug lords, they're brawling over how to stiff Uncle Sam. Nicolas Maduro, Trump's designated him the dictator of a narco state. He's now Venezuela's most wanted man. Bondi put a $50 million bounty on his head. Maduro's generals, very bad hombres, are accused of colluding with the cartels, a drug empire that turned Venezuela into a cocaine superhighway. The DEA says 200 tons of coke pass through Venezuela each year. Then it gets shipped to the states and into cities, New York, Miami, Chicago. Some of it's laced with fentanyl. But Rubio says no mas.
Will you act on Venezuelan soil against the Maduro regime?
Well, this is a counter-drug operation. We're going to take on drug cartels wherever they are and wherever they're operating against the interests of the United States.
El Presidente says bring it on.
Trump, you have to be careful because Marco Rubio wants you to stain your hands with blood. With a terrible war against South America and the Caribbean, because this would be all-out war in the continent.
Well, Maduro said that Monday, and Trump blew up the drug boat yesterday. So Trump's not playing around, and I predicted that they'd hit Venezuela first, if they were serious. Maduro threatens Republican arms if U.S. forces attack Venezuela. All right, I want to go to break. I want to come back with the biggest military parade, not just in China, but ever, the 80th anniversary of the communists taking over, and the 80th anniversary of World War II ending, talking about China, and Xi Jinping walking around on a hot mic, or they've aimed a shotgun mic at him, is what I believe it is, you can get it at a distance, talking about living to 150 by stealing people's organs. We'll cover that on the other side. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're the way we reach more people. Share the live feed now from Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Network on Rumble, and Infowars.com/show. You are the Paul Revere's. You're the amplifiers. You're the power. When you decide to share the links, it changes the world. So do it now.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one, 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one, 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100. You get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the alexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 1:33 Central Standard Time, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. I want to get into this Xi Jinping thing.
But last hour, I spent about 20 minutes talking about the Owen Schroyer thing, and there was just some things I forgot to say. So I want to take what I say live here on air right now and tag that on. We post it on X and Rumble and InfoWars and Man.Video. You know, this update on the Owen thing. I was emotional yesterday because I've known Owen 10 years, and he was a completely different person 10 years ago, and even 7 years ago. Funny, smart, hilarious, cool, a great guy to hang out with. And then even before he went to prison, he stopped ever wanting to hang out with any of us, really. And he got very, very cold and very, very angry. And no matter how much support we gave him or what we did, he just got more and more, I would just say, dark. And then when he just walked off the air last Thursday, because I'm driving up to see my dad in the hospital in Temple where he just had open heart surgery, Seraphim calls me and says, look, I've got all this breaking news. He wasn't even trying to get on the show. He was just, you know, telling me three big stories. They found a secret J6 database where they were admitting they were going to persecute J6ers no matter what, even into the future, once Trump was out, that Cash Patel's girlfriend sued Seraphim, and then one other big story. And I said, hey, man, you got to come on the show. And he said, no, I'm not ready till tomorrow. And I said, listen, Owen loves big breaking stuff. Let me just call the producers and tell them check his phone. I'll send him a voice memo and tell you what these stories are. And they went and told Owen. He listened to the voice memo. I was very polite. He told them, Alex is yelling at me. I'm just driving the car going, and hey, here's the big three things. I mean, that's how I talk. It was like, here's the three things. I mean, I think I've got the voice memo. You want to hear it? I might just play that. He just goes, that's it. Blows up and leaves at like, 4 o'clock in the show. And then I call him and he says, I'm not going to talk to you until Monday. Okay, you walk off the place. All right, well, I'm like, oh, he's trying to get fired. He'd been doing a lot of that previous. I'd even predicted it. He wants to be a victim, I guess, and say he was censored or something, which never happened. And then I sent him more texts on Saturday and Sunday and say, hey, can we just find out what's going on? What do you want to talk about on Monday? Let me guess, you're going to quit. Come on, Owen. Everybody loves you. You're doing a great job overall. And he doesn't respond. And then in the afternoon, I get a text message. I'll meet with you at 10:30 tomorrow, which was Tuesday, yesterday. And I said, that's not a good time. I'm getting ready for my show then. He goes, you want to do this now? Okay. Like I said, he gets on the phone and is just very, oh, yeah, all right, well, I'm not going to work there anymore. But if you're really desperate, you can pay me more. But I'm still going to promote my new show and everything on there. So you got a problem with that? You know, just, but if you really want me to, I'll stay on a week. And I said, no, man, that's cool. You don't need to do the show anymore. That's, I mean, I'm sad about it, but thank you. And then he runs on air and plays victim. But the reason I got so pissed was once I saw what he said and did, I could see the setup. I know how the media works, and I know it's not stupid. Because he would imply he was being censored, but later say he wasn't censored. Well, I know he's mad I criticized Trump, and he's losing White House access. None of that's true. And, lots of stuff like that. And then outright things that aren't true. I haven't gotten a raise since 2018, so I got a fundraise. Well, if almost having your salary doubled in those years, three raises is, I got his financials right here, is the numbers. I mean, I've got the spreadsheet on what he's been paid. I got the tax forms we filed, but I'm not going to, you've noticed he hasn't come out and challenged that. And I noticed when I watched a lot of the 5.5 hours in different tranches, it made me so angry, of the show he did Monday night. I haven't had a raise since 2018. I mean, I think it's 2018. Let me check that. And I make a phone call, and they're like, pull it up. And they go, no, he got almost double his salary in those years. And I go, pull up the bonuses. I was like, yep, top bonuses in the company. And one reason I didn't want to show it on air is I want to piss the crew off. I mean, like, this is crazy. And that's just another example, because I'm smart when I'm focusing on something. And I know about media, okay? And just because I don't manipulate, I know what manipulation is. And I'm watching, look down at his notes, come back up. And now he's got the armies of, you know, Alex Jones works for Israel, attacking me, I fired him, I did all this. Because, again, I don't like a lot of what stuff Israel does. I can't stand Netanyahu, and I oppose the Israel lobby. But with most of the people that think, you know, Israel is the only problem in the world, they make stuff up and they lie. And they're everywhere, all over the place, saying, I fired Owen, and I did it because he was exposing Israel. And he was connecting Epstein to Mossad. I talked about Epstein and Mossad 15, 16 years ago. So they just make this up, and that's what I said to the crew on Monday night. I said, this is deliberate. This is all vague and nebulous so that he's not technically saying he was censored, and at the other show says he wasn't censored, but makes statements that he was basically censored, and that, quote, paraphrase it, I didn't let him come back because I was mad at him. No, it's like, you quit, and you just try to put me over a barrel. You know, if you're desperate, you can pay me more. Why didn't you just ask for a raise? I would have said we can't because of the bankruptcy, but you've been getting these bonuses. And he gets to do his own show another place and all that stuff. It was really nasty. And then I just reflected, because I have thick skin, on all the coldness and the rest of it, and the talk to the crew. And they're like, yeah, he didn't even really talk to us. We say hi to him, and he barely even says anything back. It's a different Owen Schroyer. So maybe he's got some personal issue. I don't know. It came off as rat-like, Benedict Arnold-like. I don't want to say he's actually an evil person. In my anger, that's my feelings, that's my opinion, that's what it looks like. But the main reason I got mad, other than the fact that I could see, I couldn't watch, the first night I couldn't watch much of it, I watched more the next day, hours of it, and it was just before I went on. When I have other things to do, I didn't work out because I just had to watch it. And I could see the scripting and him repeating things and looking down. And I was like, man, this is a plan to, like, be the hero. We're the censors. He's the victim, to springboard himself. And I knew. I said, he thinks I'm going to come on air and yell at him. Oh, I hope Alex doesn't get mad at me. All of it. Well, guess what? You got what you wanted. Because I'm going to go with what's genuine and how I really see it and how I feel. And it is a major betrayal. But the other big reason I got mad was we are under massive assault here. The top Democrat Party law firms that have been caught in lawfare against Trump and promised to stop Paul Weiss and others. Blumenthal's run law firm, Koskov. We have the Justice Department is investigating them. I'll leave it at that. And you're going to see some stuff on that soon. You have The Onion saying, oh, our dream is to take control of InfoWars and Alex Jones' identity, again in a new article out of Wired this week that I already covered, that I want to hit again in more detail right now before this other news and the Xi Jinping stuff. So the more we're under attack, the more we survive, the more we know it's the hand of God, and the more historical it is, and the more it makes me love this place more than ever and want to fight. Because they want the symbol, and they want to misrepresent, and they want to steal not just my identity, but the idea of the info war, and claim it's theirs. And they say that on national TV and in Wired magazine and all over the place. And they got caught in a fake auction. And we sued them and got the depositions and emails where they admit, we're not going to let any company that keeps Jones on the air and info wars have it. So we're just going to cancel the auction and give it to these people. Well, guess what? The Justice Department's investigating them. And here they are in there, in Wired, admitting they know that. And then they spin it that we know why Judge Chris Lopez is intimidated by the DOJ investigations. And that's why he's ruled over and over again for Jones. Lopez is known as a straight arrow. You know, you can pick the jurisdiction with bankruptcy you want to be in. So we looked and said, who's probably the most fair judge? Put in by Trump. Done us no favors. But when they bring him fake auctions and get caught, when they close the doors without a court order, he shuts them down. When they say, we don't want it sold to anybody, we want him off the air, he just keeps saying, no, you can't do that. So now they're in state court trying to shut us down. He's blocked that. And then they've got the nerve in this Wired magazine article to say the judge is scared of the Justice Department, and that's why he hasn't given us the company. The judge has nothing to worry about. I mean, he hasn't so much as been favorable to us by a ounce. He's not given us a ounce of bias. My lawyers are very well known, very famous, top people. And they said, this judge is absolutely like a robot following the law. And then, I mean, by the book. And then they've got these people literally spinning it. Oh, Jones has Dan Bongino stopping the shutdown. In June of last year, the judge shut them down when they tried to close this illegally. And he fired the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department. They brought another one and the CRO saying he never seen anything like it. Then in November, they had the fake auction and he shut them down then. That had nothing to do with Dan Bongino. And all of the crap you pulled. By the way, I ain't talking to Dan Bongino and Cash Patel at the Justice Department. If they even knew how stuff worked, that's not who you talk to. I'm talking to the prosecutors, the head ones. And I didn't need to initiate it. Yeah, you didn't know that about me? I quite frankly think Crossfire Hurricane's more important. I think finding the missing kids is more important under Alejandro Mayorkas. But the prosecutors have seen all this stuff and these documents have been published with the DOJ running it and funding it and all this. And they're like, no, 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 no. They didn't cover their tracks with you. And they were sloppy. So just know, if they somehow get us shut down the next few months, which they're trying to do constantly, there's another hearing on the 16th in front of Guerra Gamble that ran the show trials, it'll work out, folks, because if people don't get indicted for what they've done that's cut and dry, I mean cut and dry, in the depositions, in the emails, we're not going to let anybody at the auction get InfoWars. We're going to go beforehand, decide it goes to this group for almost no money. That's bankruptcy fraud. You got the DOJ paying millions of dollars into the Sandy Hook foundations of the plaintiffs, the Democrat front people, for their franchise. They raised hundreds of millions off my name alone, where they give them the money, and 2 weeks later, the law firm charges that exact amount to them, and they transfer the money. The exact amount. So it took a lot of lawyers and a lot of lawsuits and a lot of depositions all over the country that you've been funding to get us to this point. And it goes on and on and on. And there's some other stuff that I've been asked not to release yet. We're talking Ace of Spades, okay? Ace of Spades. There's no such thing as the deck's only got one Ace of Spades. What would five Ace of Spades, ask ChatGPT, what would you call that? The high hand? The hand of God? We got like three aces. I mean, just absolutely devastating. And look, you got The Onion with Bloomberg, the former MSNBC censorship czar, in this saying, I mean, listen to the sophistic crap he engages here, but you're asking, what's that to do with Owen? We are literally the Alamo on fire. And Owen basically hasn't even really lifted a finger. When they came in and tried to shut us down in November, and I said, we're not leaving, this is a fake auction, they cut the internet off, so I ran to the backup studio. Owen just called and said, I quit. And he announced his own fundraiser, and I'm over here. As soon as that didn't work, and we saved it, he came right back in. I'm angry because we're fighting tyranny. And he told me on the phone, he said, you know, it's the paraphrase. He's just like, I'm like, Owen, we're winning. This is historic. The InfoWars is important. He goes, yeah, man, I'm sick of hearing about go down with a ship. I'm sick of hearing we're going to win. I want out of this. I said, well, that's okay. Okay. And he even said it on the stream. He's like, yeah, I don't want to go down with a ship. Imagine the deep spiritual selfishness that he thinks being here when they shut it down, if they do, with Travis County Sheriff's deputies closing the doors, he thinks that makes him look bad. Fighting all the way to the end and never giving up. See, Owen, and I noticed this years ago, he has like blind spots. He's very smart in ways. He has screw loose in others. He doesn't have a big historical grasp of things. He just kind of comes up with his talking points. In case in point example, he'd say all the time with guests, he'd be like, well, why do these Orthodox Catholics and, you know, why have they been banned in Ukraine and, you know, in Russia? You know, why is Russia backing Orthodox? And he'll have guests on. And they don't say anything. The Orthodox Church is as old as Catholicism. It comes out of Greece and out of Bethlehem, whereas Israel is today. It's arguably, probably, it is the oldest Christian denomination. It's not Catholic, Owen. And I'm not being mean. I would just see a lot of stuff with Owen, and I learned, never go tell him. Like I told the crew, when I make a mistake, tell me right away. But I learned like five years ago, I said, hey, Owen, that was a mistake. He would just, yeah. He can't take any criticism. Whereas I want the crew, my pet peeve is I make a mistake. In the past, older crews, some of the crews have been here 20 years, but most of them, 5, 6, 7, 8. I blow up. If I make a mistake and they don't tell me, that's when I get pissed. But Owen would never want to know when he was wrong about something. He wouldn't want advice about anything. He got really pissed the last few years when I'm like, can you just plug what the actual sale is? He always had to plug something else. It was just all push him up. You know, I guess that's censorship. Tell somebody, here's the special. Will you please tell him the special? Yeah, if that's censorship, when he works here and he gets a paycheck, that this is the special, then fine. But that's why I get so mad, because we're in the middle of a war. And if he wants to cut and run and get out of here, and be rude to me when he quit. And it wasn't that I've got a big ego and couldn't handle him sneering and, you know, you desperate? Oh, you really want me, huh? It was like, man, this guy sounds like a real jerk. Like, this is the real Owen. And I was just like, no, you don't need to work another week. You know, if you really need me to, I'll do another week. Yeah. I was like, no, that's okay. And then he runs and calls that being kicked out of the building. I kicked out of the building. I invited him on War Minister State to come down there anytime. Come on the show with me right now. Come on. Come here and here. And then I'll hand him. I'll say, here, Owen. Here's your pay stubs here. You had a 87% increase in your pay the last 5 years, and your last pay raise was in 2023. Here's the bonus numbers, Owen. You're the highest paid person in the company except for me. Have you been abused? You want to say I'm lying? Oh, right. Oh, God. I mean, how dumb do you think we are that you're going to get up there and play the victim while you lie your ass off to fundraise off us being the villain? Let me tell you something, Schroyer. I'm willing to die for freedom and liberty. What matters to me is my integrity and the fact that I am a good person and I do have courage and I'm strong, and so does my crew. I try to surround myself with people like that. And I thought you were like that, but I saw you backslide and become a big kind of Hollywood wannabe, just dandy, Yankee Doodle dandy. So that's why I'm pissed. Is you think you're smarter than everybody. You think you're slicker. You think people don't notice. You think we're not watching. We are. And I told people a couple years ago, he's trying to quit. He's trying to get fired. Don't give him what he wants. Maybe he'll grow out of it. And I told crew recently, just very quietly, I said, I think he's going to blow a stack. He's going to quit here pretty soon. But I obviously sat back and thought, well, how do I play victim when I'm going to get out of here? He probably even thought up to call up and verbally slap me around a little bit. and you know, and then go and do that show, obviously, to try to bait me. And then I predicted the next morning, you know, I love InfoWars. What's wrong? Before I even countered him. Oh God, what did I do? I don't understand this all. So watching someone do something like that is what enrages me. While we're under such attack. So here it is. Onion CEO Ben Collins, that ran the censorship bureau at MSNBC, now funded by Bloomberg, hasn't given up on print or buying InfoWars. And you ought to read the whole, 22-page article. Because it is a exercise in disinformation and gobbledygook. But listen to this bizarre passage where he says 18 months of legal stuff and the judge just threw it out. No, they had a fake auction and got caught and the judge said it violated bankruptcy law. He didn't want to say it was criminal, but he said it, you know, he stopped short, but he said it looks bad. Now listen to this babble. This is not me not being able to speak. This is what he says. We had to take a risk to do that. We won. The judge took it away from us because he was also scared of what was going on. He basically wiped away about 18 months of court decisions. I mean, I would have been spooked too, implying the judge did something wrong. The judge blocked all the stuff they did. And by the way, Trump wasn't even in office then when this happened last year. You've got to remember Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, FBI Director Cash Patel, their people were on InfoWars. Patel never was. That was a feeder system to the administration. So to be afraid of this is natural, to be afraid. So the judge is afraid. But it also shows that putting your foot in the ground as a business and as a human being is important right now. A business, Bloomberg, coming in to misrepresent us and steal our identity. No one knew where the wind was blowing, even in the week later of the election. It just goes on and on. Now, at the end here, they say, if you could have anything you wanted, if you were God, what would you do? If the world was a computer you ran, what would you do? He said, before I let you go, we're going to play a very quick game. This is a game we came up with where we're very proud of ourselves. It's called Control-Alt-Delete. What piece of tech would you have to control? What piece would you alter? What would you want to vanquish from the earth? I really would like to control InfoWars. We'll see what happens. Okay. They want my identity. They want to misrepresent me. They want to shut me down. You have stood with us. You have financially supported us. You have bought the great supplements and the Patriot Gear and all of the AlexJonesWar.com that I don't own. So even if they shut this down, that funds the Alex Jones Network system. I just want to keep fighting. And it pisses me off that Owen did all of this in the middle of this and did this publicity stunt, attacking my character and credibility, meaning our whole operation, our crew, out of whatever you want to call it, sociopathic. I don't know. He's a sociopath. I'm just saying, out of just we're blobs to him. We're just objects that, I'll just make them villains. I'll just imply all this. I'll just have all these articles that Alex Jones fired Owen Schroyer. He quit. He did all this. Yeah, I did nothing. All of it. We don't deserve that, and it's painful because we loved Owen. He did that. So now we have a responsibility to say, hey, this guy did this, so everybody understands what we're dealing with. Tom Ridd straight ahead on the massive vaccine developments.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one, 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one, 50% off for atomic defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mail to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Do 30 minutes, but we'll try to give them the floor and move quick. Then, I'll hit the Xi Jinping vampire statements. I'm not kidding. We can live 150 years taking organs. I mentioned it some of the first hour, but I want to do a deep dive on it at the bottom of the hour. Tom Renz, TomRenz.com, the leading lawyers battling big pharma. Huge victories, but also some setbacks. Then you've got Florida banning all vaccine mandates. We'll play that clip again. Huge news. So there's a lot going on. This, some stations don't carry this first five, but just give us a 35,000-foot view on what you're about to break down, Tom Renz.
Well, you're right, Alex. There's a ton going on, and I think the biggest news right now is the internal war that's going on within the MAGA GOP world. You know, we know what Bobby is. Bobby's a known quantity. He's been doing what he's been doing for 20 years. We know what he thinks about the mRNA vaccines. We know what he thinks about other vaccines. He's just got too established of a track record. Now, here's the thing, though. A lot of people in the MAHA movement have said, Bobby, what's taking so long? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why haven't we pulled all mRNA from the market? Why is it that HHS is still supporting mRNA development? Now, to be fair, Bobby has essentially pulled support from mRNA vaccines, but there is continued support for mRNA therapy developments for things like cancer and other such things. And I think it's really telling, Alex, because what's happening is this is a battle for the soul of America and a battle for our health in the future. On one side, you have, you know, the kind of desire to see technology and all sorts of things move forward, which Trump's always embraced, but he's done so wrongly because he's been misled. He's been lied to. In fact, we're just finding out Trump openly admitted that he's been lied to and misled. He says, why is Pfizer telling me one thing, but they won't tell
the public? By the way, I should have opened the interview with that, but so much happens we glaze over it. Just 48 hours ago on Monday morning, he comes out and says, well, I thought it was the best thing ever, but now I learned they're hiding all the data, which you and I and others have known for years, and Kennedy has exposed. That alone is ultra massive, that it shows what we knew, that he was being misled, and now Trump is starting to get ahead of that. This is very exciting.
Oh, it's huge. It's phenomenal. And in fact, I'll tell you, I've got actually sitting on my other screen right here. I've got a document which you and I talked about that I issued in March 7th of 2022, right? In that document, we had already shown that this is causing deaths. It's causing cancers. It's causing all sorts of carnage. We showed that they knew it. We showed that they knew it was created in the lab. This is back in 2022, right? So, I mean, we've came a long ways, and Trump now recognizing that, hey, maybe there's an issue with Operation Warp Speed, maybe it's not as good as we thought, is huge. And on top of that, you see Peter Navarro come out, and Navarro says, yeah, Fauci lied to Trump. Listen, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, and I'm going to go right at the heart of this, Alex. I might make some people mad, but I'm going to tell you. I got a lot of people who say there's a plan, there's a plan, there's a plan. On the vaccines, there was no plan. Trump was lied to. He was convinced that these things were safe and effective. He was shown fake, fraudulent, garbage data from Pfizer and everybody else. He had some of the best and brightest people on the planet lying to him over and over. And our side will say, well, how could he not know? How could he not know? Well, remember, Trump is getting two sides. He's getting a few guys like us who are out there credibly telling him the truth, but it's not like Trump has 5 hours for me to sit and go through and give him every argument that there is and show him every piece of evidence. So it comes down to credibility. Do you trust the guys that have 10 PhDs from Harvard that are from the CDC that are supposed to be the world-renowned experts? Or do you trust the guys who aren't as well-known, the grassroots people like me, who, listen, I did more work than the CDC will ever do in terms of honest work, but, you know, we're not as big now. So he was lied to. He's manipulated for years. And now, thanks to Bobby being in position, it looks like the shine is starting to come off, but the battle's not over. We've got a crooked CDC on one side, completely owned and controlled by industry, who's protected by more civil service laws than I can possibly describe. And you've got people in the administration who have, you know, certainly split interests.
Well, that's right. I mean, he fired the head of the CDC because she was covering up this data, and she refused to leave. So, yeah, no, Kennedy's 100% for real, but he's facing mutiny. But we are moving the needle fast. We'll be right back with Tom Wren. Stay with us. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, the storm loose. Sirens in my head.
So Kennedy only got confirmed, what, 5 months ago at HHS. We're 226 days in to the Trump administration. And Kennedy, despite the headwinds and the staff walking out and protesting and refusing to be fired, and when he goes on vacation, they countermand and authorize this, authorize that. Just, you know, a month and a half ago, Renz is like, I don't know why they authorized it. He said he wouldn't. Now we learned they did it when he was gone. And so Kennedy's doing the best job he can, but he is up against incredible tyranny. But finally, Trump came out on Monday on Truth Social and said, well, it looks like they're hiding vaccine danger information, which we already knew they were. And they've now discovered that happened. So if I was lied to, we better get to the bottom of this and have an investigation. For Trump to admit he was wrong, we've been advising him to go with that angle because we know it's true they lied to him, and get ahead of this years ago, 4 years ago I was saying this, 5 years ago, to not even do it, is so massive. And Bill Gates desperately at the White House for a second meeting, but he didn't get what he wanted. All of this is happening. This is a very epic moment, and Kennedy's doing so much more there that's good. And now we've got Florida banning all vaccine mandates, and then the mercury being pulled out. So we are beginning to really move the needle. The big question is, how are the bad guys going to strike back? And they're with headlines. Kennedy's weaponized HHS. No, it was weaponized. He's trying to stop the weaponization. So, Tom Renz, you've been suing. You're involved in many of these big cases. You, more than anybody, has a 35,000-foot view, other than like Kennedy, of what's happening. TomRenz.com. Renz, Tom on X. Recapping how big this Trump thing is and now the new developments and where you see this going.
Well, I think that the Trump thing is phenomenal. I want to go through this real quick, and I'm going to try to be real fast about this, but I want to give people a picture of how hard it is to fire someone who works for the federal government, right? So this is just a few of the laws. Not all of them apply to everybody, but just a few of the laws that apply. So first of all, you got the Civil Service Reform Act. That means that you can't fire someone unless there's a merit-based reason for doing so. You've got the Whistleblower Protection Act. So if someone's talking about something, saying something, you know, whether it's good or bad, if they call themselves a whistleblower, you can't get rid of them. You have rulings from the federal court saying that you have due process required under the Fifth Amendment. You've got a property right if you work for a federal government. So you got to go through this whole due process thing before you could ever be fired. You've got anti-discrimination laws. So if you say that you're, boy, girl, black, white, whatever, you want to blame it on that, then you got a whole nother hearing process and thing that's got to go through. You got federal employee union protections. You've got Inspector General Act. You've got political appointee versus career employee distinctions that occur where, political employees can be fired at will, but career employees have all this other stuff. You have all of these different laws. So one of the things that we see is that, well, why didn't Bobby just fire everybody? Why didn't Trump just fire everybody? He can't. They can't. Legally, they cannot do it. There is a whole process they have to go through to fire a federal employee.
So bottom line, the deep state, the government lobbies, from the teachers union into the federal lobbies, we all know they're one of the most powerful groups of lobbies. In the last 60 years, they have created their own fourth of state, fifth of state. This is the swamp that has literally insulated itself. And so this is a Herculean task. I was talking to Ed Martin just the other day, and he was just explaining, yeah, he got $1 billion at 800-plus crew. Then they have to lie detector everybody. And then all these other people, when he doesn't want them on the task force, they try to demand it. Then he can't – I mean, it is – Elon famously said a few months ago on Joe Rogan, look, Trump got elected to the captain, but half the crew's mutinous. I think it's more like 60%. So everybody bitching that's black-pilled saying, where's the action? When you and I know the people involved are watching it closely, there is major action trying to do this. They're just up against literal swamp.
You're absolutely. I was just in D.C. a few weeks ago, unfortunately. And, while I was there, yeah, I had some meetings with some people, some whistleblowers, some this, some that. And I was talking to them. And, you know, here's the deal. So within the agencies, the perspective is this. Trump's here for 4 years. We're career. All we got to do is stay quiet, keep our heads down for 4 years, and we can go right back to business as usual. Trump is trying to disrupt the swamp in a way that's never going to come back, but it's such an uphill battle. 4 years is not enough time to fire half the people they need to fire, let alone, all of them. So we've got this disastrous situation. Meanwhile, remember, Congress is owned by pharma. They are 100% owned. We look at crooks like Cassidy, who was threatening Bobby with everything, short of violence. These people are owned by pharma. Millions of dollars. Bernie Sanders. How many millions of dollars has Bernie Sanders taken from big pharma? So we across the people who are funding this, who are controlling this, they have a large say in it too, right? So even if we get rid of the bureaucrats, we still have Congress that's owned by this. Meanwhile, within the CDC, because that's one of the big topics right now, the CDC, a lot of people don't understand. The CDC is two parts. There's two organizations. There's the CDC, which is the government organization, and then there's the CDC Foundation. The CDC Foundation is the money laundering arm of the CDC. It's where Big Pharma and all these guys give massive donations. And those donations are frequently they're directed donations. What a directed donation means is you give a charitable donation to an entity, right? But you get to tell the entity what they're going to spend it on. So in this case, what will happen is Big Pharma or whoever will, give a big fat donation to the CDC Foundation for a study that to show the safety of their drug or to show the efficacy of these classes.
Sure, so this is how they do it. But I want to go back to something you just said people don't know. My audience is so sick of this tyranny when we're finally getting some traction. They're like, don't make excuses, administration. They're trying to put me in prison, folks. I need Trump to succeed. Nobody is on this harder than I am. We're telling you the lay of the land. What Tom Renz is telling you is facts. We have to repeal these civil service laws that protect them. We have to do all of this. People are like, well, since when does he fire all these people? They won't leave. That is what he inherited. And so we have to be honest about what's going on. And then in the court of public opinion, a lot of people say, well, I'm not even going to speak out anymore because it hadn't happened overnight. The info war is even more important than what Trump is doing because in the court of public opinion, we're winning. The world is waking up. So don't just expect Trump to do it all, folks. Don't ask what you're country can do for you, ask what you do for your country. As Kennedy said, that is so central to this. So I just wanted to restate for people here that there's this black pill attitude which just becomes a way to give up. No, we're getting more traction in a month than we used to get in a year. It doesn't mean we aren't still in one hell of a battle, but can you speak to that?
100%. Alex, what you just said is the most important thing out there. So, I mean, I've been fighting this in every way I can. I've testified before legislative bodies. I've been in courts. I've been all over the place. I did free work. I did almost no paid work. I've done every kind of work you can do. I don't care whether anybody likes what I'm saying. The facts are the facts. Listen, the facts are this. Trump was lied to. He admitted that. Everybody admitted that. We all see that he was lied to. Deborah Birx literally wrote it in her book that her job was to lie to Donald Trump every single day. So the guy was lied
to. They've all said it. You know, the guy they raided, Bolton admitted he would give him fake briefings. And I don't just believe Trump. Yeah. I know they had COVID on the shelf. You have the documents years before. I know they were planning warp speed. They came to him and said, we'll never reopen, sir, but there is this plan. It's not just how to believe Trump. We know how they set him up. We're not just defending him. We know.
No, I'm not defending. Listen, I am not defending the fact that it's taken him 5 years to figure it out when I know guys that have briefed him. He should have had more sense than this. But then again, when your closest advisor is a pharma lobbyist, that's kind of an issue. When your AG worked for pharma, that's kind of an issue. You know, not everybody around Trump is pushing truth.
But despite that, he came out and said, looks like I was conned. We need an investigation. That is a sea change.
100%. That's phenomenal. And if Trump sticks to that, and if Trump pushes that, this is the reason, you know, I've had a lot of people from the MAHA purist side say, Renz, how can you still back Trump? Because Trump is our best hope at fixing this. We don't have another option. There is no other option. If we don't get through to Trump, if Trump doesn't get out on this, it ain't going to happen. Who else is going to do this?
And by the way, we're moving the needle fast with him. We would have the opposite on the other side. Exactly. You use the tools you've got.
Yeah. Listen, all I care about is whether my kids grow up in a safe country. That's all I care about. I want them to be free and safe. And yeah, listen, if it's Donald Trump that does it, then great. If it's not, then whatever. But I don't care who does it. I just care that we get there. The goal is freedom, right? It's not about me. I'm not in a cult. Trump makes mistakes. He's made a lot of mistakes. I've been grumpy about Epstein.
No, you've been a big critic, which is good when he's wrong, because we've learned when we actually get enough noise going, he'll usually change course, which is a very positive.
He listens.
The point
to
is, us. There's a battle for Trump, folks. Don't just throw fits because it's not perfect. Take your ball and go home. No, he's ours. We, through grassroots buzz and support and everything, we are in control.
It is. Listen, you remember the movie Gladiator? Control the mob, control Rome. We are the mob. We own Rome. We just haven't realized it yet. Here's the deal. The only thing the globalist fear is us. You want to talk about the importance of InfoWars? There has never been a more important time because General Flynn, 5G warfare. What is that? InfoWar. That's what we're doing. Here's the deal. Trump listens, but you got to have a sufficient amount of noise for him to hear it. Because remember, there are billion estimates vary. But between $15 and $30 trillion with a T changed hands during COVID. $15 to $30 trillion. So listen, for $15 to $30 trillion, you can hire some pretty darn good liars. He's the best of the best of the best lobbyists, lawyers, liars, crooks have been hired to convince Trump of everything you can do.
And they go after your family. They go after your people you work with. They hit every level. But Trump calls in the independent press and asks questions. Trump talks to bellhops. That's why they're so scared of him, because you can get around the lobbyists if you can get to Trump.
Yeah, he's not controllable. He's not completely controllable. They're doing their best, but the guy's still fighting. So the goal here then is to try and create sufficient noise and sufficient push from the grassroots to get some stuff done. Now, we have a big, big, big opportunity here. Right now, what's happening, the only reason we're seeing the success that we're seeing is that the entire MAGA and the entire Republican movement knows that if the midterms come around and they make MAHA too angry, we'll pack up and go. And we will. We will. MAHA stays home. The Republicans are no longer in the majority. That means Trump is going to get impeached. And that means our country is going to go down the toilet. We are going to be in major trouble. So they had better do some catering, because us folks at MAHA are the reason that we're having this success. The MAHA MAGA coalition wasn't something that necessarily the Republicans wanted. It was something they didn't have a choice on. So
exactly, and the black-pilled people, and I know a lot of it's being funded by think tanks. Most people don't know they're part of it. But this negativity being boosted everywhere, give up, we've been screwed, it's all over. That's because they don't want Trump's constituency active. Okay? Not just pressuring Trump, but wake people up. We're getting all the proof. We've been vindicated. Trump rode it on our wave. Trump is just a manifestation of us. We are having victory. And people say, you know, well, you shouldn't be so positive. How dare you give me your advice? That's censorship. No, me telling Owen Schroyer to his face, that's not censorship. Hey, Owen, look at the good stuff. You got to be more positive. He literally took me on air saying you got to be more positive as censorship to him. No, that's my free speech.
Listen, we have wins happening, okay? We also have losses. We got to embrace the wins. We got to be motivated. And we've got to triple down on the fight. Alex, you know better than anybody right now. We're facing a crazy situation with the AI, the crypto, the CBDCs.
Democrats are already trying to bring new lockdowns down. If we don't succeed and really, let's just say, knock them back 80%, I don't think anybody can get rid of them all, we are totally screwed. I mean, this is a nightmare if we don't do this. This is life and death.
Our country. No, it is. This is it. There has never been a more critical time in our country. And I got to tell you, I'm so frustrated. Yeah, everybody's worried. Yeah, when everybody saw a mask on their kids, everybody was outraged, and they should have been. But right now, we're looking at a situation where we're all about to have digital masks. We're all about to be controlled, tracked, and traced in every situation. And there is a battle for the soul of America. We see push, and there's an absolute ton of evidence on the nanotech, some of that stuff that's coming out. We see the push for more gene therapy drugs. It's all coming out. All the stuff that we said, there's studies coming out showing that the RNA jabs do actually modify your genes permanently. There's studies coming out now showing the connections between the turbo cancer and the mRNA jabs, which you and I have been talking about extensively for years. I mean, everything we've been saying is being proven right, but it's not stopping it. It's continuing. Right. So we got to take our wins. We've got to accept those wins. We've got to be excited about those wins, but we got to triple down on the fight. There's two sides of this. I don't think that we need to be down and giving up, but we also can't sit back and let Trump, you know, he's going to save the day by himself.
This is how I've explained it. You've got white pill Q people that think we've won. Everything's invincible. Everything's fine. Go to sleep. You got black pill that say it's all over. We've got to be reality pilled, engage pilled, victory filled, because we are moving the needle more than ever, and people need to understand we've been winning battles. This is now the big war.
In law, we use evidence to prove everything. And in medicine, they use something called an evidence-based practice principles. We have to just follow the facts. Listen, I can't read someone's mind. So what I do is I look at the facts and I try and say, where's that going? So we see Trump shifting gears. He finally admits. Now, look at Trump's not a guy who's going to admit he was lied to very easily. If he's admitting that, it must be. I mean, there's a very good reason to believe it's true. So,
suppressed data from all our in the lawsuits and things. So, talk about So, talk about the specifics of this woman they fired at the CDC, and now they still won't hand over the documents. And what's going on?
Well, I mean, listen, what's her name? I got to refer to my notes because Susan Monares. This woman, I mean, listen, the story is what I was told, and I again, this is kind of, it's out there. It's not 100%, but the story is Bobby comes into the CDC and into HHS, and he starts asking the CDC and some of these guys for specific data. And he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services is told, no, you can't have that. Are you kidding me? So
No, that was actually, Bobby talked about that. That was in the news.
Yeah, yeah. And so we go back to 2021, okay? Go back to 2021 and actually go back to 2020. Prior to the release of the COVID vaccines, there's a VRBPAC meeting. It's an FDA committee, and they're talking about how they're going to monitor for the safety of the vaccines and what they're looking for. And in that presentation, it's October of 2020, they say that they expect that the vaccines are going to cause death, heart attacks, myocarditis, the blood clots.
Yeah, guys, pull up the FDA list of probable adverse event or reaction thing. They admitted 70-plus things, everything that actually happened.
Yep. They had the whole list. And they said in that presentation on paper that they were going to monitor for those things. So they said that they were, that these are the things we're going to monitor for, to watch to make sure it's safe. Now fast forward to 2021, early 2021, I get a whistleblower. It was one of the first big whistleblowers I had. And I was viral globally for this, but this is early 2021, right? Like March-ish. I go out, I got a whistleblower from Medicare Medicaid who looks at the Medicare Medicaid databases, which are the databases that they say, yeah, that's the page. And on the page right before that in the presentation, they say, we're going to monitor Medicare Medicaid for these things. So if you look at, that was the slide before that, they say, we're going to monitor for these adverse events, and they're going to monitor the Medicare Medicaid database. So I get a whistleblower from Medicare Medicaid, right? And this whistleblower runs all the numbers for me and shows me. And as of, you know, early 2021, you've got approximately 50,000 deaths just in the Medicare database within 14 days of getting the vaccine. Now, of course,
and then later we got the similar numbers out of Eastern Europe, Western Europe, New Zealand, out of the databases.
100%. Well, here's the catch, though, Alex. If you recall, they set it up where they didn't count any adverse events that happened within 14 days, because they said it takes 14 days to kick in. Of course, a majority of the deaths and carnage happened within 14 days, so they set this up to cover up what was happening.
So it's even worse. So you have a 40% increase in death. It's actually way higher.
Way higher. Because remember, we're 14 days after you get the vaccine. If you go in and they give you a shot in the arm and you drop dead right there, it's a coincidence. Right? It's a coincidence.
All these parents I've had on whose sons died, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old sons, they all died within 3-4 days.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did, right? So they purposely excluded that so that they wouldn't have to tell the truth. It was excluded from the database. And we've been talking
about
this
since 2021. Which means they premeditatedly, we know, had already studied it on rats and things, they knew how to cover up.
This was 100% premeditated, just like the cancer. I mean, Pfizer goes out and buys, you know, cancer treatments and cancer this, cancer that. Moderna's asking for grants. We're spending, in 2021 or 2022, Biden throws $1 billion or something ridiculous to develop cancer cures. It's because they had the 2006 FDA document that specifically said, hey, gene therapy drugs like the mRNA vaccines are likely to cause delayed adverse events.
Because they'd
like
already
cancer.
Done tests before for 25 years, why they never did it. And remember, Borla, it was in early 2021, put out a prospectus to shareholders and said, everybody thinks vaccines are business. No, we're going to, I think it was something like triple in the next 10 years our cancer profit. They don't even hide it. They put out business plans.
This is the same sort of thing that's going on with Bayer Pharmaceuticals that had a treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and then went out and bought Monsanto, the makers of Roundup, which causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's insane. This is the big pharma model. They cause disease and then they develop a cure, which isn't a cure, it's just a treatment, that's often worse than the cure.
Like,
you know that there are over 10,000 cancer studies going on globally right now, Alex, and less than 200 of them are on cures. It's all on treatment, because treatments keep making you money. Cures, you lose a patient, you lose a customer. This is the most corrupt and insidious thing in history. But the thing is the science is complicated. They own our regulators. And so no matter what happens, nobody hears the truth. This is,
and that's why it's so great. Kennedy has fired so many of these people, though. And again, they protest and run around. We showed footage of them, you know, just running around the building laughing. It's insane.
Oh, it's sick. Here, you know, people say, well, do you really think they're evil? And I'll tell you my response, Alex. If you're a mRNA vaccine manufacturer and you know that there are zero legitimate benefits for children, especially for infants, and you know that during the height of COVID, not one healthy child died from COVID, yet you push and promote something that you know will cause death and carnage and health issues in babies and try and get it mandated for profit. That all means that the people we're dealing with will kill babies for money. So you tell me, is that evil? Is that the definition of evil?
Well, remember what they said when they authorized it for little kids. They said, we don't know what it's going to do. We got to do it to find out. Tom Renz, incredible job. TomRenz.com. Very exciting times. We're having big victories, but we've just begun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Real fast, don't you think Kennedy's in danger?
I'm very concerned for him. I'm actually concerned for Trump, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because he's really making the right turn right now.
He's doing everything right now, and it looks like he is kind of keeping his cards close to his chest, and now he's kind of getting there. I'm very concerned for him.
Yeah, me too. God bless you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone, that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Gun loving, fun loving, hot blooded, Texian, two stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Monday is InfoWars alumni, J6, former political prisoner, Joe Biggs, Rob Dew, and Tom Renz, and more, 3 to 6 p.m. And I'm just watching the articles just pour in, not just corporate media, but the so-called patriots, that I fired Owen, I censored him, all of it. That's exactly how Owen set it up and played everybody. And I knew that's what the game was, and it's such a betrayal. To play victim. And I challenged Owen yesterday to come down here and debate me. I challenged him to call us anytime by 10 a.m. tomorrow, because we got to book the show with guests. We'll move guests around. I'd love him. He says, oh, he wants to come say hi and shake my hand. He wants to, you know, oh. But he's not here. And I'm going to say, here, Owen, you got an 87% raise. You had three raises since you said you didn't have one. You had a raise 2 years ago. Here. Can we show your personal financial documents on here? Let's see that for you. Or are you going to come in here and say you were wrong? Stuff like that. Again, over and over again. Oh, I haven't had a raise. I don't have any money. I don't know what to do. Let me check that. He was like, what? And I knew what he was paid, so I called the accountants and checked. They said, yeah. And I was like, wow. But that's just an example of the deception. So all the drama queens can sit there and attack me. You go to YouTube, you go to X, you go to Facebook. It's everywhere. Alex Jones caught censoring. Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer for exposing that Jeffrey Epstein worked for Mossad. I exposed that first 15 years ago. I'm surprised I'm on the headline, Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer when he exposes the Federal Reserve as private. Owen Schroyer first did it. Not the senators in 1913. It's like, I don't want to be Owen's enemy. I can't play the part of a villain for him in his publicity stunt that's against my embattled organization. I don't deserve that. That is vicious. That is cruel. That is mean. And I predicted Monday night to the crew, the producers, I said, watch, he'll put a video out in the morning and say, oh, he loves everybody. He doesn't know why I'm mad, because he would figure I would attack by that. I didn't until later. And 8 a.m. in the morning, there's the video. One thing, we edited a promo for him. Oh, it's been a great ride. I love InfoWars. You know, I don't go to a lot of movies, but my daughter wanted to see Bad Guys too. She'd already seen it a week and a half ago, but I was busy and couldn't go, but she loved it so much she wanted to go, but she hadn't told me about it. I hadn't seen Bad Guys once. That was a pretty funny movie, not too leftist. And the piranha, early in the movie, farts. One of the animals, one of the characters, and she goes, wait until you see, wait till you see what the piranha does in space. I had no idea what was happening, the plot with the rocket in space and all this, that grabs up the gold from the earth. And my brain is just so weird. I go, bzzz, and I go, the piranha farts in a spacesuit and then pus the spacesuit and uses the farting to get it back to the spaceship. And she goes, you've seen the movie. She goes, I go, no. She goes, yeah, you have. And of course, that exactly happened. Now, how would I know that? I don't know. That's how my brain works. But to me, if a piranha's farting in the car and making everybody sick because it stinks, then what's a piranha going to do in space? It's going to fart its way back to a spaceship. But how do I know that? That's the subconscious mind that's so much more powerful than the conscious mind. But with Owen, it wasn't even that. I'll talk to you on Monday. I'm not telling you why I walked out Thursday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Boss. So I wasn't giving him what he wanted. He wanted me to fire him. I'm like, yes, sir. And then, yeah, I'm done with you. But if you're really desperate, you can pay me more money. But I'm going to promote my new show. You good with that? I'm not against your new show, but this just sounds really aggressive and saddening. No, you don't need to come back in. Thanks. And that was his fallback. He's like, God, he's not firing me. I've said I'm quitting. How do I? I'll offer to do a week, and when he says no, then I can say he censored me, which is what they hang their hat on. And when he's saying it, I'm going, oh, yeah, that's what he's doing. Just like I did the piranha, you know, farted his way back to spaceship in the first 10 minutes of the movie. And at the end of the movie, he farts his way back to spaceship. So if I know what a piranha is going to be doing in a movie I never saw an hour and a half before it happens, I can figure out what I was going to do. Yeah. My piranha farting predictions are, you know, hard compared to that. So, by the way, I don't have been paid to promote the movie. I'm just, it's an analogy. It's a true story. And so that's why I'm so pissed off. Because, you know, even Harrison this morning said he was getting text messages and calls. Oh, yeah, you and your boss censored Owen because he exposed Epstein. And Harrison, of course, is insulted by that because he's been exposing that before any of these people. And he gets it now. He's been drafted. He's been scripted. He's been volunteered by them to be a villain. And he's like, Alex exposed that 15 years ago. And he sends them the video, and they don't even care. They put more videos out because it's about them being the heroes and we're the bad people. They're not trying to save the country. They're trying to differentiate themselves and say, that person's a censor. That person didn't give me a raise. That person suppressed me. That person's bad. When none of that's true. But, I mean, just put the Jake Shields thing on. That's just one of the things I just got texted. And he's on YouTube with the headline, Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer. And then he shows a clip from a month ago. I sent it to you. Can you put it up, please? I put it on my phone, I guess. I sent it to you. I'll do it. I'll put it on my phone. Sorry. Since we can't. That's why I sent it during the break. But, you know, this is the type of stuff that we deal with. You know, I have this neurotic thing. I got to show you everything. And then Jake Shields shows a video of him on Owen a month ago. He was also on this show. And says, look, I said this on Owen. This is why we're banned. He knows full well he asked him on the show. He knows full well he came on my show for an hour and said all the same stuff. Then I said, oh, you're in town. You should go on Owen. That turns into me suppressing him. Me platforming him. Me platforming him. And getting him on Owen's show is suppressing the truth. Now, he since changed his tune, but what I wanted to show was the YouTube, guys. So just overhead shots. This is the link I sent you. Overhead shot, please. You see this? Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer. Can we pull it up on YouTube, please? Like, I'll listen to the rest of the show asking for this. I'll go 10 hours on this. And I sent the link. I'll go 10 hours asking for it. I'll go 10 hours. Some damn ad plan. Fine, I'll just quit the broadcast. It's not going to happen. It's too impossible. No, that's not Jake Shields. That's Salty Cracker. I sent the YouTube link 30 minutes ago, and I said, coming out of this segment, I'm not mad. I'm just like, holy shit. You know what I mean? I want to show what these people do. I got to go back to the old days where I got a computer terminal in here myself and do it. I bet, I'm not mad. We go 8 hours on Hevis. No, that's not it. There it is, right there. No, show the headline. Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer for exposing Mossad Epstein operation. The guy calls and wants to come on. We have him on, uncensored. He says whatever he wants. I book him on Owen, which I didn't make Owen do. I said, hey, we're going to go on that show. And then I am censoring him in the operation I set up and built And Owen is fired because Jake Shields came on. All about Jake Shields being a peacock and being a victim and being avant-garde and being so incredibly cool and so amazing that that Netanyahu called me up and said, fire Owen, which I didn't do. And I'm not singling him out. I'm saying, what is wrong with you people? Why do you have this obsession with making it up that other people are suppressing you? Like I've said 100 times or more, 1,000 times, I don't like what Israel does. I exposed the U.S. slavery before most people were born. I've exposed the Levon affair and the King David bombing and Netanyahu and 9/11 and all of it 30 years ago, 25 years ago. I don't have to prove myself to these people. But they have to constantly manufacture events that aren't real so that they can be the good guy and say, I am the good man. I am the good man. And Alex Jones is covering up. And so that's my issue. I'm like, these people asked to come here. I go, sure, I'll do an interview with you. And they get here and they say whatever they want. And then Owen quits and implies he's fired over this. They put out the headline saying it. And I'm just like, why would I ever get near any of these people? And then this was a joke bit. I said, I'm going to come in, because I was always part of the show doing this, and Owen acted like a wrangler. I said, I'm going to come in and say, we've got to cover up for Israel. It was a joke video. And I knew the mentally ill people once I did that. With Nick Fuentes and Owen. I knew they would do that, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to still do my funny stuff that any idiot who's nosy they would understand. If you're covering up for Israel, you don't put Nick Fuentes on your show. And then, which Owen got really mad about, because I always want to have a big guest, I go, hey, did you guys book him on this? I was like, how long are you here? And he said, well, I'm leaving in a couple hours. Well, can you delay it? Well, yeah. Well, let's call Owen and see if he wants you on. I tell the producer, hey, ask Owen if he wants Nick on. That censorship of Owen to say, hey, I've got a big guest. Would you like him on your show? And Owen talks about it. He said, he was always trying to make me have guests on. No, he's been here 10 years, 9 years, knew him 10 years ago. He knows that we have a guest we offer to the other show if they're here. So having Jake Shields on my show to say whatever he wanted, and on Owen's, is censorship. And then when Owen quits, they lie and say he's fired because Jake Shields came on, so Jake Shields can jump on the bandwagon of what Owen's doing. And not only is Owen censored by the big Netanyahu operative Alex Jones, but I, the great Jake Shields, am. And Jake Shields, when he watches this, he won't even care that everybody knows he's a liar. Because in his brain that is so unfortunately damaged or whatever it is, maybe it was like that before, he just wants attention, period. That's not leadership. That's not what we should be doing. When we oppose Israel, we should do it from a place of reality and of stopping war and stopping genocide and justice, not in stunts. I could pick fights with other talk show hosts all day, and you notice I almost never do it. Years go by before I go after somebody else that's supposedly a patriot. Because it's destructive. But I can't have people that I have literally supported and pushed sit there and cast me and my crew and this operation is under such attack and barely hanging on as the villains. And I can give you example after example after example. AP, Reuters, Yahoo, front page, Jones fires Schroyer for attacking Trump. All of it not true. And Owen, when he was all vague and did all that, knew exactly what he was doing. He knew the crew never saw that or witnessed that. He knew it wasn't true. So he had to do it in like, well, I know Alex is mad and didn't want me there because I was talking about Trump. No, I didn't care less. I said, attack Trump all you want. It gets boring when you just do it for 3 hours. I said it on air to him, debating him. I said, can we cover some of the positive stuff? Me having my opinion is not censoring someone. But see, everybody knows that if you can be better than Alex Jones, if you can be pure, if you can make him the villain, well, then you're the hero. Why don't you just be a hero? I'm not in competition with you. Why do you need to make me a bad person and tell lies so that you can be the good person? So that's why I was so pissed. And that's why I was so angry. Because I saw it coming. I knew it was coming. And then it came even worse than I thought it would. Because these people think they're smarter than us. And it's disgusting. I tried to cover up Israel by having Jake Shields on my show and his. And then when Owen quit, he was really fired because Jake Shields was on. I'm not singling him out. He's just the one example I was going to give you. I can't show you them all. I already did a bunch. What? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really ought to apologize to your audience. I'm talking to Owen. I'm talking to Jake Shields. I'm talking to all you people. Like, why would you treat people like that? Why would you do that? Oh, hey, I'm in town. I want to come on your show. Sure, come in here and attack Israel for an hour. And then come out and say a bunch of lies. It's like stolen valor, these guys that dress up in fake military uniforms and claim they did all this stuff they never did. I mean, that's what this is. And the reason I raise it is it's sick and it's evil and it's wrong. And so Owen's got all his surrogates out there saying he was fired and saying all this, and I'm sure he's enjoying it. It doesn't matter. This is a personal thing, and it's for my audience that expects the truth from me. That's why you got this. A very rare infighting. This is not infighting. This is Benedict Arnold behavior with a gaggle of narcissists that just want to have attention who go, well, Alex is big and famous and everything, so let's make him the villain so we look good. And it's not about me being demonized and lied about. It's that these people, in my opinion, are bad actors. Because they don't have integrity. Now, I don't really know Jake Shields very well. Met him once before at some MMA thing, he says. The point is that with Owen, I've known Owen. Been his friend. And I watched him change and turn into this new thing he is. And so that's why I was forced to do this. Because I'm not going to let him steal my identity. And I'm a censor and I fired him. And, you know, he never had a raise and all this other stuff that he implied and did. He didn't imply, like, I haven't had a raise. Well, let me check that. Well, I'm not sure. And after implying he was censored and kicked out and made to leave, at the end he goes, Alex never censored me. Because you know, all the crew knows that's not true. I love the little provisos at the end. That's the really cute part. And it was when I saw how synthetic it was, when I saw how premeditated it was, that's when I was enraged. Because I was an object to be used. Like rocket fuel for his operation. I didn't matter. I wasn't a person. Well, that's where we are. Now, big fireworks in more press conferences today at Congress that I know Rob is going to be covering right at the start of the show. I meant to get to these, but give these three clips to Rob. I always want to cover them. You know what? Suit me up. I know Rob is doing the first hour by himself. Get a second chair in there. I want these clips. I'll host the first part of the War Room with Rob. And then Joe Biggs is coming in, and Tom Renz, great Patriots. And we'll hit it all. But I want to hit the Xi Jinping, because I hit this partially at the start of the broadcast. But you have this giant, biggest military parade in history. You got Modi, you got Putin, you got Xi Jinping. And we're always talking about the evil of the West. And boy, I'm on top of that. It's a big problem. But Xi Jinping is walking with Putin. This morning, yesterday, evening, night, there. This is 80 years after World War II. This is the new parade. You've seen one like this a few years ago. This is the biggest ever. All the helicopters, all the troops, all the stuff, you know, flying around this big demonstration of all the money we invested, all the money they got from us, all the technology they stole. And he's walking with Putin, and he says, you know, we can live to 150, forever young. We just take the organs from people. What a vampiric, creepy statement. But it shows how these elites, and I'm not saying Putin or Modi or the others or Kim Jong-un that was there, share what Xi Jinping said, but there's Xi Jinping saying, oh, you look so good, Putin. You look like a young man. You got all those organs, don't you? And they got the Uyghurs, 3 million of them, admitting they've tripled the size of the medical facilities where they kill them and sell them. It's not even hidden now. And they're walking around talking about taking people's organs so they can live longer. What an archetypal, vampiric, sick statement. Kim Jong-un, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin. Over there on the other side, you've got the leader of Belarus and others. And they're talking about what they're really concerned about, life extension, vampirism. Let's take the Alex Jones bug off, put up the cube, and let's roll this with the subtitles. Here it is. In Mandarin, 70 years old. Let's start over. I'm going to read it. Sorry, start it over. Z in Mandarin. These days, Z in Mandarin, 70 years old. Friends in Russian, earlier people really lived to 70, but these days at 70 years old, you're still a child. Putin speaks, inaudible. Translator Mandarin, with the development of biotechnology, human organs can be continuously transplanted and people can live younger and younger and even achieve immortality. Z in Mandarin, predictions are this century there's a chance of also living 150. But they're the biggest organ harvesting operation in the world. After that, Ukraine. And in the U.S., a lot of hospitals will kill you for your organs. So that's the reality. All right, the War Room, you'll find it at InfoWars.com/show. You'll find it at the InfoWars and AJN live feed on X and at Rumble. The feed of my show will reloop at Real All Shows as well, but we'll post the War Room back to the top. And I'm going to go in and hit the Epstein news and some other stuff that we've not hit yet on the War Room, because I fired Owen Schroyer for talking bad about Israel. Not true, but it doesn't matter. It makes people feel big. Because there's more hardcore than me. When I gave him the platform and didn't tell him what to say. It's called stealing somebody's integrity. It's called trying to destroy somebody. Because it makes you feel powerful. Well, it's you, the viewers and listeners, that keep us on air. You know what we actually said. You know what we actually did. And I love you and I appreciate you. So share the article, share the videos, share the live feeds like your life depends on it, because the future does. It's an existential threat. And support us at thealexjonesstore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements, methylene blue, you name it. We got a total war fundraiser going. Massive sales right now. And you can buy InfoWars war bonds, $100 at the store, get a certificate, it's a great piece of art, and then get $110 in store credit. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. You can also get huge deals on Shilajit and on Shilajit gummies and atomic defense. Buy one and get a half off on another.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point.
He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.